I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 3, 2, 1. Oh, we're not live.
Wow. This is awesome. Everyone is here. The live episode. Finally. Number 200. And wait a moment. Thatch, where is Cronenweiger?
Oh, that's pretty simple, Whimsicott. I found an oil tanker online. It was like, you know, $500,000. So I sent them both to go get it. It's in the Baltic Sea right now. So they're going to go get it, and they're going to bring it back here, and then we're going to play some mean laser tag.
Woo! You sent Skron and Viger to the Baltic Sea?
Yeah, definitely. We're getting an oil tanker.
No, Thatch, you need help.
No, it's an oil tanker.
You sent Skron and Viger to get an oil tanker in the Baltic Sea on the day episode 200 is supposed to be on?
It's a big surprise.
Thatch, no, just no.
Oh, I didn't hit start on the soundboard.
It's Paco!
Paco!
It's Paco!
Paco!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Fuck off!
Grab your friends, it's that time again! Listen to the show with the phone
never ends!
It's Paco!
Fuck off!
Oh yeah!
Fuck off!
It's your host,
Trigger Dash!
And your co-host,
Larry Hat!
It's Paco!
Yeah.
Puckle! Puckle. Moment of silence to remember our lost colleagues. Viger.
What? You're speaking behind the music. Okay, either way, welcome to the 200th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Drainer Thatch, here today with my assortment of co-hosts.
Ethan. Oh no, I just stole your thunder.
Ethan, did you not look at this thing?
Oh no, I saw it.
Okay, so it's both of his. Yeah,
I just have qualms.
Okay, but either way, let's restart. I'm Trainer Thatch. Here's there with my co-host.
We are 1 minute in, and it's all going.
Yeah. All right, but come on, introduce yourselves, guys.
It's Ethan first now.
Yeah, it's Ethan apparently
that's
now.
That's how it's going now. I've changed it. It's corrected.
So this is Ethan. Who else do we have?
Shamu, I'm here.
I'm Bosifus again.
I'm Gator.
I'm Maximus.
And I'm the Fluffiest Whimsicott.
And we're here to bring you another exciting episode, the 200th exciting episode of the Puckle Podcast. We today are live on PucklePodcast.com. We've got a number of people in the chat box, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's all right, right? I think people. Hopefully, they can hear us. I don't know if they can hear us or not. Nobody's saying anything.
Don't you have to click the?
You have to click the thing. I told them to click the thing. Click the thing, guys. because we're definitely live right now, and I don't know if anybody is actually paying attention. But Puckle, of course, stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, nonsensical name we came up with in 2007, and we definitely do a lot of Pokemon-related things. We talk everything Pokemon that we possibly can.
Some of us do.
Some of us do. Not stuff. Ethan, because he still hasn't beat the Delta
to these
episode
anymore through our own stupidity.
Soon, Ethan. Soon.
Soon. Fighting the fighting game Ultimate Underground Champions League.
Fighting game Underground Champions
League. Fuguckle.
Fuguckle, yeah. episode one something, the one we held. Anyway,
it'll happen very soon. I mean, there's going to be an episode about fighting games, right? And right. So that's going to happen very, very soon. But either way, let's start with a nice round of what everybody has been doing in Pokemon lately. So Ethan, I guess, goes first now. Ethan?
Oh, God.
What have you been doing in Pokemon lately? You put your name first.
Okay. Then I'll take my spot back.
Okay.
What I've been doing is, one, completing my badge set again.
Like IRL badge fest?
Badge set, because I lost the soul badge in a game of Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And
did you, like, bet them?
Yeah. What? Yeah, I fought all the gym leaders. I mean, same as everybody else, right? You guys went to the places. You have Pokemon Go and you go to gyms, right?
Pokemon Go's not out yet.
LOL, it's a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's out in my heart.
But, no, and
so my world.
Thanks to the wonderful world of Puckle, and also by the graciousness of Whimsicott, we both won the trivia contest, and I just really, really, really wanted the that I had lost, and my two-year-long dream of finally recompleting my set will be realized.
That's crazy.
Because right now they're pinned inside my vest that I wear everywhere.
Awesome.
Just, like, where else would you keep it? And there's just one spot missing, so I have a Deadpool pin there, but it's not as cool as having a soul badge.
But, all right, now how about you, Shamu? What have you been up to in Pokemon lately?
I just realized recently I have, like, no competitive Pokemon in my Auras or my whatever Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I need to get new stuff in there. I just like,
yeah,
like every. I mean,
well, you got to put your Mini Madness team together, right?
I don't even know if I'll be able to do that. Like, I'm still working all that too.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke. It was a joke.
Oh, better don't, ride. Oh.
Don't worry too much. So, is that all?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, I guess we're on Gator, because we're still waiting for Ethan to return.
Oh, no. I'm back.
Ethan's back. Let Ethan talk. Apparently, he wants to talk.
I've been playing Metal Gear.
That's not... Metal Gear. I asked... The question was, what have you been doing in Pokemon lately?
Hold on. In Metal Gear, you can collect soldiers and like pick them up with balloons and stuff, and then you get to utilize them in combat. So it's pretty much Pokemon. It's pretty much exactly that. So
do they
do
they have different stats?
Are they cuddly and fluffy?
I mean,
that's a good question.
No, but I'm sure later on in the game I can dress them up to be.
Just like
that's what I've been up to.
Just like that weird Zelda game.
Do you store them in your box? That you hide under?
I store them in my base in the middle of the Seychelles.
Wow.
Can you max out their abilities?
Yeah.
Do you have any with perfect IVs yet?
I have one who's elite, apparently.
Whatever that means. Alright. So, Gator's next. What have you been doing in Pokemon lately, Gator?
I've been spreading the gospel of Pokemon Go. pretty much everybody I can tell about it. I'm like, hey, remember how you used to like Pokemon? Well... Here's the coolest thing since ever.
You should be playing Pokemon again.
In real life. Because you can actually fight people. You can have battles. Like, I'm completing everything. We don't know anything about this game.
No,
we saw
at all.
A preview that could be interpreted a million different ways, just like the Ingress preview.
Mm-hmm.
But the more people you tell about it, the more excited they get. The more people playing Pokemon, the more people listen to this show, the more power we inevitably retain as the top Pokemon podcast. I'm up for domination.
Will take over the world.
I love it when a plan comes together.
we have to get our logistics much better in order. I mean, Vigor and Scrawn should be here right now, but somebody sent them to the ocean.
Okay. Because someone is horrible.
I didn't actually do that.
Gross batch.
The reason that Vigor and Scrawn aren't here today are personal family reasons, so they could not join us, which is sad. But it was fitting that both of them were on episode 199, which I will call the pre-party to the real party. And
the after party. Well, I guess one's the after.
They just partied way too hard at the pre-party, and now they can't make it.
Exactly. They yeah. just got...
They have to collect themselves.
They need to learn how to handle their berry juice.
And if, yeah. if they collect themselves, they can get all of themselves and their own Pokédex.
Awful. Just awful. I love it.
So, moving on. Moving on. Maximus, what have you been up to in Pokémon lately?
Just breeding Pokémon, learning new names, and getting beat all the time. I mean, anything Pokemon, pretty much.
At least you're playing, though.
Yeah, at least yeah. you're playing. Like, yeah. it keeps you yeah. fresh.
Yeah, yeah, but if I keep losing the entire time, I'm not learning anything new here.
You can learn so much from losing. You can learn that you're bad and you should feel bad.
People tell me that losing is really important, but I never get better.
Everybody needs losing. To face scrubs.
It means you don't pay attention to why you lost.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing to do is, like, watch replays and stuff. And, like, that definitely helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can find out when you made a misplay or something. And, you know, like, next time I see that, I need to make sure I don't do it that way.
I need to play more Showdown.
Yeah, Showdown. I mean, I'm really, like, after the Mini Madness tournament winds down, I'm probably going to transfer all of my Little Cup time into, like, Battle Spot singles, I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah. Last but not least, though, Whimsicott, what have you been up to in Pokemon lately?
Well, since the last time I was on a couple of weeks ago, I guess I could say that my time in Pokemon has been thus divided. 90% making my Pokemon Tabletop United character.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
yeah. 5% starting my Soul Silver Nuzlocke,
mm-hmm.
and 5% cuddling this amazing, beautiful, soft, fluffy, whimsical plush that I have finally found for sale in Europe. I am so happy.
Like, where was it for sale in Europe?
Finland.
oh, okay, what? So wow. It's like a different country. Never mind.
I mean, that's only from like New York to Illinois. It's not that far.
It's a different American country, reference. Ethan.
Uh-huh.
No, but he has a point. I mean, the distance. I mean, it got here in like 2 days, so.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I am now cuddling my Whimsicott plushie, and I'm happy.
When did Greninja get moved to Ubers?
What? Where have you been?
You late.
What?
Like,
Greninja got moved to Ubers like a year ago. Like, over.
During,
like, or no, during the UUTC.
Exactly.
During the UTC, like yeah, 6 months
showdown.
Ago.
I'm on Showdown right now, searching in the random battle field, so you might end up bumping into me if you go into random battle right now.
Whoa, a little roast Thatch in the chat already. Gosh.
Ooh, let's check that
Thatch
out.
Thatch plays Little Cup because he's not manly enough for regular. Hashtag
true, it's true,
roast
though.
Thatch.
Oh, I'm in a game. Okay, let's go.
But as for me, what I've been doing in Pokemon lately, I have been, let's see if I can give you a good explanation. So I feel really bad because I said I wasn't going to do this like 6 months ago, but Pokemon Shuffle came to mobile. And so I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Shuffle on my phone.
Right now.
Huh?
I'm downloading that app right now.
Yeah, I've been playing it way more than I should be. Like, I'm on level 71, and I just started playing this week, and, I mean, it's an alright game, and, I mean, I'd suggest playing it if you just want, like, a little bit of Pokemon in your everyday life, I guess. I don't know.
Who doesn't want that?
Right, exactly. Also, I've obviously been preparing for the Mini Madness tournament and getting my stuff ready for that. Let's see. I don't know what else is going on. Honestly, I've been working on that. I've been working in at real work. So I also was getting ready for like this all week and like figuring things out.
And rightly so.
And I mean, yeah, I need to get this stuff ready. And like I've been working on content. Like literally after this, Misty and I are going to start recording some YouTube content. Like literally after this.
Nice.
So,
finally, do you understand like, how old you are,
Thomas?
Shush, Ethan. Ethan, don't tell me how old I am.
I know how old you are.
I know how old I am, too. I think everybody knows
how
old I am.
I know how old you are. I want to be special.
It's just,
Let's not talk about ages.
Whoa, don't worry about it. I'm as old as you want me to be, okay?
Well, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I regret saying that right now.
It's literally how Thatch got all of his co-hosts.
Oh, kill him, though!
No!
Oh, snap! Thatch.
That was delicious. That was
this guy just roasted me, it sounds like.
Oh, that's what the 200th episode has to be.
So excited for YouTube 2017. Shuckles, are the hosts watching these messages or the one on Mixlr? I'm watching the ones on PucklePodcast.com. I am aware Mixlr has their own chat box, but I felt it's more appropriate to use the one on the Puckle Podcast website because that's our chat box. Why not use it? Yep. But either way, I guess there's not much else to talk about, right, in the intro. So, as I've been corrected twice this week by different people, without further ado, it is time to move on to the news. Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in. And on to the news. So, in the news, there's actually, like, a number of things going on. Primal Battle Tournament registration is going on, so this is, like, another official Nintendo tournament.
So you're just gonna roll over the fact that you thought that Z was announced this morning, and you freaked out? We're just gonna roll over that?
I hate all of you right now. Okay, I mean, I could roll over that. It didn't actually happen, though, right? So, like, this morning I was on Twitter, and so there's a fake account online, and I saw that, like, all of these other, like, Pokemon people were, like, favoriting and retweeting this tweet. And I go to look at it, and it's Pokemon Z coming in 2016, and it's, like, it looks exactly like the official Nintendo Twitter. But instead of being called Nintendo of America, to trick you and, like, being able to look things out of your excitement that Pokemon Z's announced, the Twitter is called Nintendlo? Or Ninlendo of America. So, like, it's literally almost exactly right, except the T's not crossed. Mm. And, it's, kind of ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous. So I freaked out. I told the council, I'm like, guys, our topic today has got to be Pokemon Z. It's coming out. It's happening. And then I got really sad when I noticed it wasn't real. And it wasn't on Cerebi or anywhere else on the internet.
I don't know if I was disappointed because there wasn't a Z announced, or if I was excited because it was fun to watch you go through that thought process. Like, it was fun to watch you come to terms with the fact that there's no Z. Like, it's funny. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person?
Yes.
No. I'm not saying there's not going to be a Z version, right? There's definitely going to be a Z version. It's going to be announced in, like, the next couple, like, months. I feel. It's gonna be announced by the end of the year for sure.
They really throw you off and they're like, here's like R version.
They can call it R version for all I care. Just give Rocket me a version. Game.
Yeah, really,
Pokemon,
I just
want R type.
Just want Kalos.
Pretty much.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why don't we just get another Gen 3 remake?
What? No, shush. Ethan still won't finish that one.
It never brought back.
I can't finish that one.
Ethan, I'm gonna have to
Pokemon give Pokemon Beta Emeralds.
Take care of that for you.
I have the game. It's just not in my possession.
He's got to wait until October to be able to play it. Either way, let's move on to some real news here. As I was saying, the Primal Battle Tournament, which is taking place, I believe, next weekend. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be very wrong.
The battles run from September 25th to September 27th.
Next weekend.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So those that registration's open. The only difference between this and, like, any other battle is that it's a double battle, but you're allowed to bring Primal Kyogre and Primal Groudon, which sounds like an incredibly unbalanced meta. So it's just going to be, like, a bunch of luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I did say that, like, last week, or whenever we talked about this last, I did mention bringing, like, Cloud9 Golduck. Because you will see a lot of Primal Groudon, I feel. More so than Primal Kyogre.
Yeah Primal Groudon's way more viable. Just because he has no weakness. Or he has, like, one weakness. It's shoot. It's like... And you can live it, too. It's not like it's going to destroy you.
I think it's definitely possible to play something with Cloud9 like Golduck, and they should work.
Can you use other weather teams to counter that?
I mean, you can, but I don't know if the others will just, I haven't played enough Ubers or Primals to be able to know how these mechanics work very well.
The
weather can only be negated by the other Primal or Cloud9. You can't even use, like, a rain dance to get rid of it, so it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because that's the water move, though.
I mean, that's why you can't get rid of it, right? What about hail? Can hail get rid of it?
No.
No weather can get rid of it, except for the other Primal weather. I think Rayquaza, maybe Rayquaza.
Rayquaza's got, like, airlock. It's the same thing.
Then, like, airlock. Yeah. And then Cloud9 is the only thing that can negate it.
That's fair. Okay, so let's see. And then there's also, for Whimsicott, this is exciting, Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions has released European tour dates.
Yes, it has. Although I don't think I'm flying to London just for this.
I don't think it's just going to be in London, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it's definitely coming to other countries in Europe. But look at that. I talk about London and my Italian accent becomes British Italian accent. Fascinating. Yeah.
It's so crazy how that happens.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the etymology of accents now. Let's just get on that for a bit.
No, Ethan, you are not going to trick us into going off topic.
All right. On next episode of A Uncle, where we talk about accents.
No, we talk about Pokemon here, not accents, but there's like 17 spin-offs of Puckle. did you know back in like the beginning of Puckle, there were a couple of fans who made a podcast about the podcast?
What?
Oh, was it like Muckle?
Yeah, it was Muckle. Like, no joke. This was real.
I remember you mentioning that now.
Somebody made a podcast about the podcast.
Wow. They made
podcasts.
So I put a podcast in your podcast.
Podcast, or read emails about your podcast on the podcast, about the podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck deception!
So, with another piece of news that's happening right now is that there was a new anime trailer. It was Japanese, of course, for the next season of the anime. And you can actually see, like, a number of cool things in it. You see Ash walk past Elaine, or Alan. His name's Alan.
Yeah, Seinfeld's going on in the background.
And,
I think since this is Kalos and he's supposed to be French, I think it's Alain, but I don't know that the anime pronounces it like that.
Yeah, I thought it was Alain. I'm pretty sure they said.
Is it Alain? Okay, that's fine. Alain, Alain, Elaine, guy from the Mega Evolution episodes. But then you also have, Ash's Greninja turning into Ash's Greninja from.
Which looks awesome.
Which does look really cool. You have, like, it looks, and you see Team Flare, and, like, I know I'm getting overhyped for this, because in my mind I'm thinking, this is going to be a real anime now? And I'm tricking myself into thinking, like, they're done being a Saturday morning cartoon, and they're switching gears. Like, X and Y has been a lot better. There's a lot less filler. There's a lot of character development happening. And I'm just like, man, wouldn't it be really cool if they went on, like, an adventure to stop Team Flare? Like, this was a nice side quest, and, like, it's a nice long thing where they have a mission to beat Team Flare. But
I could get down on some, like, Pokemon when it switches to, like, XYZ, them fighting Team Flare for, like, that being the thing instead of usually just, like, having the Team Flare arc that usually happens. Yeah.
I would be down for an entire season of that arc, you know, like, instead of, like, you know, 7 episodes or something like that, it's, like, you know, an entire season building up to something. And I wouldn't be surprised, because the anime is taken over by, like, new people, and this is definitely something I wanted to keep in mind, is that that is happening. But, I don't know, it's just, it's very, very exciting. I have, like, things popping up my computer screen. It's really weird.
Just buy it out.
But yeah, I mean, I hope the anime is really, really exciting. And is there any other news that I've missed other than, like, cool new Pokemon themes for your 3DS?
I have some Ethan news.
Huh?
I have some Ethan news.
What's Ethan news?
I just won the first match that I've had in, like, 6 months.
Nobody cares.
I won it with an explosion. It was my second to last Poke.
That's crazy, actually.
Very proud of you.
Okay. So, to keep going, we have new 3DS themes. They're actually really cool. I'm actually really, really excited for these. And I was going to get them this morning, but I completely forgot.
The Pokemon Mystery Dungeon one looks adorable.
Yeah. That one's only in Japan right now, currently, I believe.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But in the U.S., we did get the... we didn't get this in the U.S. yet. I'm a dummy bear. I thought we got the Mewtwo with the crown.
Got that, too. Apparently, they're only Japan?
Yeah, right now they're only Japan, but I think they're coming to the U.S. very, very soon.
You, Japan. I want that.
There was a time.
They hit the eShop. They're in the North American eShop already. I'm wrong. They came on Thursday. I'm so bad at this. My apologies. They're coming to Europe as well.
Whimsicott,
if you're very excited for these as I am.
I think I'm only excited for the Mystery Dungeon one, which might come here later because Mystery Dungeon is coming later.
Yeah, Mystery Dungeon's coming like super late. It's not like the simultaneous releases we're used to.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that with the main game, because,
as fun.
Having to wait for 1 week for Auras was... Well, I only waited 2 days, but let's not say that too loud. I went on a quest, and I won, alright? still, the simultaneous release for X and Y was the best ever.
Alright, so... moving forward, we have some Puckle news, I guess. The Mini Madness tournament is still accepting signups, so you can go, if you're on the chat box right now, actually, you can go to the Mini Madness tab and click the Mini Madness signup if you want to do some Little Cup tournaments with us. I do have a prize. It's actually this, I'm going to take pictures of it today, and it's going to be up on the website, but I'll tell you what it is now. It's this little Celebi plush that was donated to us by Jushiro. Which I'm really excited to give out. I think whoever wins that will be perfectly happy with it. So,
all right,
it's a really cool thing. It's from the Pokemon Center in Seattle, like the little Pokemon Center kiosk in Seattle. I'm also supposed to mention, because Scrawn just reminded me on Facebook. That's why everybody heard the Facebook ping just now. That there's going to be. you should all go do the trivia challenge on the front page of PucklePodcast.com. It's going on right now. Scrawn's got like a list of really cool prizes on there right now. So you should definitely go check it out. And like, there's real prizes. You get them sent to your house.
You can even pick among the prizes, so you can get the one you like best.
Yeah. There's so much going on.
The trivia contest fulfilled my 2 year long dream. I mean, if that's not a testament, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you can be the next one to have your dream fulfilled by Scrum's trivia challenge, so take that now.
Yeah, it's gonna be, I'm very excited for it. I really enjoy it, and I love the trivia questions he comes up with, actually. Most of
they
them are like
fantastic.
Very good. Like, you can't just find them with like a simple Google search, and they're things that even I don't know.
Yeah, they're awesome. It's so fun to play that game. I do it every week, and every week I have a lot of fun.
It's definitely a blast, so I suggest doing that if you don't already. So I guess we can move on to the topic, but quickly, because I did not queue up a social media commercial on my soundboard. if you haven't already, guys, it would be great if you would go to iTunes or whatever you listen to Puckle on. Typically, and if you would review us there, that would be great. That would help us out. If you don't follow us on social media, such as Twitter or Facebook, definitely go there and like our page and follow us. You can follow us on Tumblr. You can do, what else am I forgetting, Gator?
You can like our Facebook.
We have a Tumblr. We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook. We have Thatch Nudes. I mean, we have everything you need, really.
I think... like, there are things that get put on Twitter first, so follow our Twitter, that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Our Twitter is probably the top social media for you to follow. Everything we do on the site gets posted to Twitter, that's where we're the most active. Facebook, you know how Facebook works, you see some stuff from your friends, you see some stuff
they throttle us, and
really
it's
want
really
to
annoying.
Load on Twitter. Or you could just text Thatch directly, his phone number. Alright, 5-5...
that's pretty. I mean, if Actually, I did give out my phone number on an episode once.
Okay, so it's cool for me to do it again.
I mean, don't do it now, because then it's, like, explicitly my phone number. It's an Easter egg. They have to go dig for it now, okay? I did give out my phone number on an episode, though.
Well, you I'll know, Scrawn isn't here. What if we give out Scrawn's phone number?
That's a good idea. I can support this mayhem.
I agree.
Chaos reigns.
No, they miss him.
Can we put it to a vote?
No, we're not doing it. We're not giving out Scrawn's phone number.
Wait. We can outvote Thatch. We're allowed.
No. You're not allowed to give out Scrawn's phone number.
You are, however, allowed to give a hint about where you can find Thatch's phone number. I will say that a Chansey has something to do with it and nothing else.
Man, that's about you're getting it. Shut down, Thatch.
I mean, you can go find my phone number. It's in a previous episode. Like, no joke. It is definitely there.
All right, I'm going to sign you up for so many things that you don't want.
Oh, like the time someone kept ordering pizza through the Puckle email or
Somebody
something?
Somebody was ordering pizza through the Puckle email once. That happened. Definitely happened.
Man.
But moving on.
You're not going to know your pizza's coming if you order it through the Puckle email.
No, you're not. That's when I was so confused when that happened. I'm like, you ordered your, like, it wasn't even, like, it was not even a prank on me. It just was in the mailbox. It was just in the inbox. And, like, it was going to their house. It was already paid for.
I remember us at first blaming Cleary for it, because we're like, he probably just didn't even sign out of the email, but it was some guy, like, some random dude, I remember, but yeah, I thought it was
cool. In California, wasn't it?
California. Yeah. It was SoCal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. For those of you on Mixlr right now, because I do see people are messaging us on Mixlr, if you would actually go to PucklePodcast.com/chat, that's where we're actually paying more attention. But you're more than welcome to keep typing there. I just keep getting a little ping and a noise whenever you guys do it. But yeah, let's move on to today's topic. Today's topic is just going to be like a fun one for us to just talk about. So what we're going to talk about today is why our favorite Pokemon are our favorite Pokemon and why Crobat is the worst Pokemon. No, I'm kidding about this. I'm kidding about the Crobat thing. I'm kidding about the Crobat thing. I meant Magnemite.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
Ooh.
I just slammed both of them. They're not even here.
Because how I roll.
Hashtag
Growth
Spiker, hashtag Growth Scrawn.
This is brutal. Absolute brutality, Thatch.
Either way, so let's get into, like, I mean, it'd be fun. It's going to be kind of like a poke of the episode thing, I guess. Except more opinionated and based on very little fact.
Yep. and we're just trying to make each other as angry as possible.
Exactly. So so let's start with me. My favorite Pokemon, as you all know, is Feraligatr.
Garbage.
You can't respond yet. Garbage. You gotta let me make some comments, okay?
Okay.
Thunder dead.
Thunder dead. Who's using Thunder Shamu? But besides the point.
Galvantula.
Okay, Galvantula is really cool, and you cannot talk about Galvantula. Because you're not as cool as Galvantula. But either way, Feraligatr got boosted with that sheer force, and you saw everybody on Showdown and their brother trying to use one. And, which is alright, I guess. I mean, I definitely still, like, it changed nothing about the way I played Feraligatr when Sheer Force came out.
You're too cool for that.
I always ran Life Orb Feraligatr with Dragon Dance, Ice Punch, Earthquake, and Waterfall. I mean, the only, I guess.
It's pretty much a standard set right there anyway.
It is a standard set. And, like, I mean, you could run Bulldoze over Earthquake so that you don't take the Life Orb damage from Sheer Force. But I don't see the point.
Does it work with Bulldoze?
I think it works with Bulldoze.
Because I think
you can double check. I'm pretty sure it works with Bulldoze.
Yeah, I'll check because I can't. There's something new that didn't work because it was like a.
That's
it wasn't like a.
Assuming it works at all.
I'm pretty sure Bulldoze works. I'm pretty
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Feraligatr.
But Feraligatr.
It's only got one L in its name. It's a garbage poke.
One L? What?
They spelled it wrong. Who spells Gator with a G-A-T-R? It's G-A-T-O-R.
Oh, well, we all know that the reason it's spelled that way is because of the cap limit on the number of letters. And, like, it was originally supposed to be, like, an O-R at the end. But because they ran out of space to write it, they just call it They just put an R and
it
forgot
the
O. It
was a secondary thought for a secondary Pokemon.
Whoa, man, whoa. Man. He's the coolest starter of Gen 2, and we all know
wrong.
It.
That is wrong.
Except for Flying Meganium.
I don't know.
Meganium's the
best. Alligator is, like, my least favorite starter of any generation.
What? Chat, this guy just said, Feraligatr is a BA in the Genesect movie. True statement. He tries to take on five Genesect single-handed with just Hydro Pump, and he does.
Yeah, tries.
He does pretty well. He's a Feraligatr considering they're Genesect. They're, like, monstrous, like, bug creatures that, like, are metal-plated that are gonna punch it and, like, rip out its guts. So, I'm just saying.
Punch him in the face and use Hydro Pump from his cannon.
Okay, that's Mega Blastoise, and Mega Blastoise needs to do that.
Wait, we're talking about... I'm sorry, I completely just... I'm dumb.
Either way, it's your turn now, Bo. Tell us about why your favorite Pokemon is your favorite Pokemon.
Okay, well, like myself, among the council, Jolteon is the most aesthetically pleasing. Meaning...
Wow.
Absolute brutality.
We're just not being nice to each other today.
At least it's prettier than Thatch. This
is just awful.
Also, it was the best evolution, but then Sylveon came out. But we don't talk about that. Jolteon. He's the best. What do I have to say? I mean,
why is he the best?
He's a spiky yellow dog that's loyal and has.
I imagine he's not much fun to pet.
He can harden his spikes, implying that they are initially soft.
What if they're just not as hard?
So it's an appendage then.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
That's gross.
Well, I assume that it's like when you experience like static shock or electricity surging through you, your hair stand up on end. Similar to that, but his react differently because of Pokemon science. Jolteon is totally the best. I mean,
sounds like you're making excuses.
Yeah, you're just making excuses.
I'm just
a thunder type.
Well, let me explain to you how I can take a Jolteon down in two easy steps. One,
I'm faster.
Arena Trap Dugtrio.
Alligator, and we're not talking about that.
What?
One or dead Thatch.
Why are we talking about Thunder? Why are we talking about Feraligatr? If I've got a Dragon Dancer too, I can Earthquake you and I win.
Okay, you told me before this started that it was going to be a battle between all of us and why ours is better than the others. Now it's just like, oh, this separate Pokemon this seven.
That's
is,
fair. Okay, that's fair. But Shamu brought up the Galvantula Thunder. That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. Jolteon.
Yeah, I
do. Name one of your Pokemon that can beat mine. I don't think so. Who wants to go next?
Shamu's turn.
I'm up.
Shamu, tell me why your Pokemon is the best Pokemon.
He got Thaw banned in the Summer League.
Who is your favorite Pokemon? Tell Shuckle. Everybody that.
Do you want me to explain that Shuckle is?
Yeah, you like, need
Maximus
to.
Can't muck
name. With the
Maximus
Shuck.
Was the one that faced this demon.
And conquered it.
Well, it's all the whole hour battle timer.
What? Like,
in the last Summer League.
I remember this. I remember this.
Yeah, and I wasn't even... I was just thinking like, oh, I'll get rid of a few moves and I can go and do whatever, and ended up stalling the timer out. Like, a whole that hour was gone from this shuffle.
Wow.
And
what a fun Pokemon.
After that, we got
who actually wants to go a whole battle? Who wants to, who would go a whole hour and not feel bad?
Here's the thing.
Just saying.
As soon as Shamu pulls out Shuckle to fight on the oil tanker, and it falls into the ocean, it's an insta-kill. It's a garbage poke. Garbage poke.
Dang.
No. Wow. And it's going to fall off the oil tanker when Vigor and Scrawn get here. It will. But we also have very, like, okay, it's disgusting that Shuckle can have berries shoved into it, and it turns into juice. Who's drinking
that? That's for the Thrower King.
Who's drinking that?
I mean...
Like, eat the candy.
It's fighting with Garbodor for stinkiest Pokemon at this point.
Oh, get the hell out.
I mean, I'll try anything once.
You dare compared to Garbodor.
That Pokemon is Trubbish, Shamu. It's Trubbish.
No, it's Trubbish.
Trubbish, like garbage. We're calling it garbage.
I don't care.
I thought it was rubbish.
Well, Trubbish instead of rubbish. It's a pun.
No, no, not that. I'm just saying, like, I thought he was being serious.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, man. So, before we keep ripping on Shuckle, Ethan, what's your favorite Pokemon, and why is it the best?
All right.
Get closer to your mic.
All right, let me tell you about a little Pokemon by the name of Eevee.
Woo, go Eevee.
Now.
Woo! I know.
Now, you're going to be like, oh, Eevee, it's not viable, blah, 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 blah.
It's
you
not.
Know, like, oh, it's you can't use it in combat. Oh, well, I mean, you're right. But here's the thing. Eevee is not a fighter. Eevee's a lover. It is just he's a big ball of happiness. Look at his face. He loves it. And he's like, oh, I mean, I could be any number of competitively viable Pokemon, but I choose to be this because, you know, I'm above that.
He could also choose to be a Flareon.
Yeah, I mean, I was admitting that.
A competitively viable Pokemon or a Flareon.
There's someone on the chat that was supporting Flareon, and I think he just ticked them off.
I'm sorry.
Well, at least they weren't supporting Leafeon.
Leafeon.
Like
they
do.
Could choose to be a Leafeon or a Glaceon as well.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's got an immunity. It's got a type immunity, you know, ghost. That's cool. Neutral to everything else except for fighting. That's cool too. You know, it has the most evolutions in its line, you know. That's cool.
That's cool.
And it can actually work at the wall.
Of course it can.
It can. Tell them about that Eevee. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. I have to, I don't even remember what was on it at this point. Okay, it was.
Do you remember the set? Okay.
I have the set right here. One second.
Oh, you do it? Okay. I remember it too.
I have the set. Okay. This Eevee has Detect, Wish, Yawn, and Toxic. And without fail, when I was a gym leader, that would be my last poke standing because it would just be such an obnoxious wall. And sit there, and sit there, and sit there.
It's holding Eviolite as well, right?
Yes, it has Eviolite.
Yeah.
Eevee holding Eviolite.
Something like that.
That's hilarious. I just think that's silly.
Mine was named Rizza.
It actually decent to too. You're only weak to fighting, so you have one weakness. So it's just...
That's true. Okay.
So I like Eevee. It's a good Pokemon.
It completely, it's full of potential, but it doesn't perform. That's all I'm saying.
Doesn't have to. It's a lover.
What about you, Gator? Tell everybody what your favorite Pokemon is and why it's the best.
My favorite Pokemon is Salamence. It's the best.
Oh!
All I heard after PuckleCon was just how much Salamence was bringing to everyone.
Whoa.
Argument's done. You guys made my case for me about how much wreckage Salamence brings.
Salamence, okay, like, so it was just, it's just, like, unfair how good Salamence was in, like, the VGC format. Not VGC, like, 2-on-2.
How good it is.
I meant in the, like, single battle 1-on-1. And, like, it was kind of ridiculous how good it was. At the VGC tournament. That's why I'm saying was. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good now.
Hey, you know what Pokemon looks dumb? Mega Salamence.
That's a true statement.
Hey, you know what Pokemon sucks?
No, it's Fighter Jet. Fighter Jet looks way cooler than some little weird fox Pokemon that
it's
can't
adorable.
Even decide what it wants to be when it grows up.
I just want to nuzzle its neck.
You know what? Brick break, Eevee. Done.
My Eevee will never even see combat. It's above that.
Man, going back to Eevee, Ethan, you should get the Eevee from the manga that can just turn into all the Eeveelutions.
The amount of times I've thought, like, what if... Imagine how cool it would be if you could have an Eevee that could change, you know? It would be
just on
very
the fly.
Convenient.
So cool that I'd just evolve it to an Espeon and have it stay that way forever.
Well, that'd be a stupid thing to do.
Well, that's what Red does.
Oh, is that what happens? I have never read that thing.
You have to read it. It's so cool.
It's so good. I can't believe you've never done it.
I have so much other stuff to read and do.
I have all the, like, 1 through 11 hard copies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, paperback, but hard copies.
That's definitely true. Who's next on the list? It's Maximus. Your favorite Pokemon and why?
Well, I don't use him as much anymore. Well, I haven't really been battling as much, but the Fiend of the Night, my trusty sidekick, Gliscor. Gliscor. And let's see, right there on. Are so many sets that Gliscor can do. Offensive or...
Wait, it has offensive sets?
Yeah. Acrobatic.
Do they work?
Yeah.
The offensive were more viable in Gen 5 when you had Flounder.
I believe that. I can't see, anybody trying to run an offensive Gliscor now.
The only thing offensive about Gliscor is how easy it dies to an Ice Beam.
Oh!
Kill him, though.
Killed him!
That's true.
Well, at least I can say my Gliscor was the conqueror of an Eevee and a Shuckle. Both at the Summer League last year.
True facts.
Because Poison Heal, Toxic ain't gonna work. And with my flying type, when he trapped me in with, what was that bug move?
Infestation, probably.
Infestation. That didn't really do much damage either, so, hey, at least I can say Gliscor is one handy Pokemon to have around against walls.
He just showed both you guys up.
I do remember giving up at the end of that battle because I didn't care and I wanted to end it. So.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Consideration. Whoa.
We got lack of caring, John.
I do remember that.
I was going to win anyway. I had two Pokemon. You had one.
You were going to win anyway, so you accidentally timer stalled.
I didn't even want this battle.
So you won anyway.
I can't. Let's take a moment to be aside and be like, what's up with the hour timer just always being on battles?
Yeah. Yeah. That's some honky. I should be able to play as long as I want to if I want to.
Did you say honky? Is this the 80s?
Why not? Why can't it be?
As an exclamation, not as a term of endearment, it's fine.
Can I just say, like you can remember the 80s? Guys, please.
Yeah, I was 13. I was 13 years
late. You don't remember the 80s either.
I mean, she probably remembers some of the 80s.
I remember a good deal of the 80s. No, I was an infant, I was born at the end of 1982. I remember a good deal of the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
For the 90s.
That's like somebody born in 92 being like, I'm a 90s kid.
No, whoa, I am a 90s kid, okay?
You were a kid growing up in the 90s, I mean...
That's the definition of a 90s kid.
Like, you weren't a 90s preteen.
Okay, I'm a 2010s kid because I'm also growing up now.
I'm always growing up.
Yes.
Whimsicott, you were alive in the 80s. Was there actually as much cocaine as I think there was?
I don't know, I was five.
Hey, you'd be surprised.
Exactly. She was five.
Yeah, I know.
What?
5-year-olds enjoy some coke too.
Ethan, you're done. You are done.
And Thatch would know because he can be any age you want him to be.
True. That's right. True. He's about to do some lines before his wedding.
What?
Oh, gosh. Pucklin, no way condones any way shape drug use.
Yeah, no, definitely not. So I guess the last person to go is Fluffiest Whimsicott. Tell us why Whimsicott is the best Pokemon.
I mean, I think you're wrong because your favorite Pokemon is Muk.
Whoa! Are you making an assumption that Whimsicott is going to be her choice?
I made the assumption like a week ago when I wrote the show notes, and it says we either get to talk about our favorites and try to slam them, or we can talk about how Whimsicott is fluffy.
You guys, I was about to go. Well, my favorite Pokemon is Charim, but you guys ruined everything.
Yeah, I stole your thunder.
Well, now we can't even do
you
the show.
Did. No, anyway, I was going to use my first minute to say bad things about your own Pokemon, but I will be a very positive person, and I will just say, remember when I said before to you guys that I own only 3 Pokemon plushies? Well, one of them is Whimsicott, and one of them is Eevee, so Ethan, high five.
Hello.
Alright, so Whimsicott. Whimsicott is, let's see. I have always loved grass-type Pokemon, and Whimsicott is a grass-type Pokemon.
On the same wavelength still.
Yeah. And then Fairy type came out, and Whimsicott became Fairy, and Fairy rapidly became my second favorite type, because so many Pokemon I loved before have become Fairy type now. So Grass and Fairy, the two best types, and guess what? There is no other Pokemon that combines those two types, except for Cottonee and Whimsicott. Plus, I
Times have... 4 weakness to poison.
I'm about to say
shush,
that.
Shush, shush.
Good thing strong.
I can just, like, I can't think of Poison Sting. There you go, I guess Poison Sting and you're dead.
Whimsicott used to be cool when it was the two better types, when it was Grass and Flying. It was way cooler then.
Whimsicott
I don't know, I think Grass
was
really cool.
Was it not? What was it?
It was only grass.
No, it was grass.
It was pure grass. I assumed it was grass flying for some reason.
It was grass flying, Shamu.
No,
yeah,
no.
I. No, Whimsicott was.
It wasn't.
You were thinking Jumpluff, the other Cottonee.
No, it is definitely. Yeah.
No,
well,
no,
Cottonee was just grass, but Jumpluff was grass flying.
Jumpluff is grass flying, but Whimsicott is pure grass in Generation 5.
Bull.
100%.
Why are you calling Bull on my favorite Pokemon? I am so going
Bull.
To shame you,
Thatch. It used to be flying.
It's worth noting, we are not the only people to have this confusion, Thatch.
No, it
Thatch,
no,
would,
no, it was
like,
grass flying. I refuse to believe this.
Thatch, I would like to remind you that you spent a good deal of your life thinking that in Generation 1, in Red and Blue, Charizard was not a flying type, when the actual truth was that Charizard just could not learn fly until Pokemon Yellow.
No.
So,
wait, was that it?
Learn fly. Get out, Thatch. You don't know anything.
Whimsicott was definitely a flying type.
I'm taking my Pokemon right now.
How is it not a fly? No, it was a flying type.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It wasn't, and you're wasting my time slot. Let me go back
so
and talk
many,
about...
so many flying type moves.
No.
It only learns, like, one... flying type move.
Oh my god, what world have I entered?
Yeah, Ethan, I'm very confused as well.
I'm having a breakdown.
Everything I thought I knew was a lie.
Guys.
Don't
guys.
Worry, guys. It's
we,
going to be okay.
We're attacking each other when we very well could just be attacking Scrawn and Vigas Pokemon with no one here to defend them. Why are we not ripping on Crobat and Magnemite?
Because
I
I'm not
fond I like Crobat.
The ways in which Whimsicott is awesome.
I'm going to find this out. I swear it was a flying type.
It wasn't. But it is a sheep.
What?
And
it's not! What?
A sheep.
Ha ha. It is a sheep. It is not a flying type. It is a sheep.
What
and
is
I
this?
Like sheep. They are cute. They are fluffy, they are mild, I feel they represent me very well, and in fact, there was a time when on the internet, my handle was the green sheep. And guess what Whimsicott's official Pokedex color is? It's green, a green sheep, like me, therefore, I'm a Whimsicott.
This is craziness.
Ethan, can you still not get over the fact it wasn't a flying type?
I can't endorse this. I think that we've slipped into a different time and place.
I think this is an example of two dimensions running into each other. Because I could have swore that Whimsicott was a flying type.
I ran a Whimsicott for a while under the assumption that it was a grass flying type. So to think that I played a lot of games and now I've just realized that it wasn't that is really crazy to me.
I'm so
you know what
I'm
that
so worried.
Proves? It proves that Earthquake is not as used as we think it is.
This is such no. There's no way that you and I are the only sane ones left.
Okay, guys, I think
it's like
I
the Berenstain Bears. Do you guys remember them being the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain
Bears.
See, it's the same thing. There were two dimensions. One where they're called the Berenstain Bears, and the other one where they're called the Berenstain Bears, and then they merged where the Berenstain Bears universe came here. And so now it's Berenstain, but we remember it as Berenstain. And it's just like that with Whimsicott. It used to be grass flying in our universe, but there was another universe where it was just grass. And that's why Ethan and I remember it being grass flying.
Thank you guys today for joining the Buckle podcast, the Berenstain Bears Underground Champions League.
Babuckle.
Babuckle.
Can we make that a meta? I want to have like a Berenstain meta. Like,
how would the Berenstain Bears podcast go? I just read that Sister Bear used to bite her nails. She learned that that was a bad thing to do.
Oh my gosh, this is a train wreck.
The little race car that could.
The fact that Thatch remembers anything from those books is just impressive.
I used to read those books a lot, and that's why I hold firm that we collided with another universe.
What, guys? I think this means that Whimsicott wins the ultimate Puckle Council face-off because everyone else is permanently confused during battle, and I just win.
No, I'm not confused. I know exactly what's going on.
Well, Rattlegator can ice punch.
I'm just done. I'm still just stunned. I can't say anything. I'm just stunned. Just,
like, fly and kill it.
I still don't believe this.
Ethan, we're on the same page.
I'm done. I can't record the rest of this podcast. My day's over. There are not many things in this world that I know. And one of the things that I knew for a fact was that Whimsicott was grass flying. And now my whole world is thrown into turmoil.
Listeners?
Am I even Ethan Strong anymore? I don't even know.
I discovered that Ghost
Ethan Weak. Ethan Weak.
Got me.
Listeners, mark this day. This is the day that Whimsicott put an end to the Puckle podcast.
You win, Whimsicott. I'm sorry. I just can't do anything. I can't do anything. And I guess Crobat is dumb. So is Magnemite. Done.
The dumbest.
Well, they are kind of dumb because you managed to convince them.
I managed to convince them to go get an oil tanker from the Baltic Sea. I hope nobody thinks I actually did that.
That whole exchange.
What? I have 7 laser tag guns ready to go. What?
Bo, you don't even know. If I had an oil tanker sitting in Lake Erie right now, we would totally be recording this on the boat. So that right after this, we could play some laser tag on the oil tanker.
I literally have 7 pretty bomb laser guns, so...
We could do it.
We could do it. Like, all 7 of us right now.
Right now.
Let's go. Won't invite Squatter Biker.
this ties into Metal Gear again, because we can go create our own Outer Heaven and become PMC units.
We're Whimsicott is grass flying like it was always meant to be.
Yes.
You know Meganium could used to be able to learn fly, right?
I'm going to burn your house down.
I'm just saying, Bo. I swear it learned fly.
We hit the podcast.
Okay, it's time for this random drug test.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
Oh well. Okay, so I guess... We can move on to commercial break. Anybody have any objections to that?
Well, I might have them, but you'd be too confused
Overruled.
To listen, so...
Overruled.
All right,
so Objection. We'll catch you guys on the flip-flop.
Flip-flop.
Flippy-floppy.
So, Bo, what have you been eating for breakfast lately?
Thatch, we do this a lot. How many times are you going to ask?
I'm going to ask as many times as the Combios company asks me to, because they pay the bills.
Okay, I'll bite. I had pizza for breakfast.
Oh, that's true. I was there for that.
You ate it with me and you're still asking.
I'm still asking. So there were no Combios present at that breakfast.
No, there weren't any Combios.
So I don't think you're having a nutritionally balanced breakfast.
They taste like cardboard, Thatch. They come in dog food-sized bags.
Combios! They're food!
Well, then you're not!
I don't remember how those commercials go. That was a pretty good on-the-fly commercial break.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go back to the show. Let me hit my button. It didn't work. Just happened. I got it. Okay. So, welcome to the Pokemon of the episode. The Pokemon of the episode this week, as we have all decided beforehand, is Ferret.
Oh, do I get to say this one?
It's National Dex number 162. Ferret, the long body Pokemon. Something just, like, freaked out on my computer. Alright.
Glad it wasn't me.
It was me.
Pokedex entry?
Yeah, do a Pokedex entry, Ethan.
Okay. This is the gold Pokedex entry. It makes a nest to suit its long and skinny body. The nest is impossible for other Pokemon to enter.
I call now
okay,
that.
Before we go on, before we go on, the reason that we've done... Wait, time out.
Sorry.
The reason that we've done Ferret, because there seems to be some very big confusion in the chat box right now, is that Ferret is Sarge's favorite Pokemon. Sarge was originally intended to be on this episode, but something came up and he had to leave early. He was actually in my apartment no more than like 3 hours ago. And he had to leave early.
I never got to meet him, and now I'm gonna cry.
I mean, we see each other all the time. And we just, I thought it was perfect because he was coming to visit for unrelated reasons this weekend. We're just like, oh, dude, you could be on the 200th episode. He's like, yeah, that'd be great. And then Sarge wasn't there. But Ferret is not very good at being a Pokemon. I'm also pretty sure it's been the Pokemon the episode before.
No, it hasn't.
Well, Fluffiest then.
Okay, never mind.
I believe anything for that.
I believe if Fluffiest says it hasn't been the Pokemon of the episode before, she is right. For those of you who haven't noticed, I don't know if I've actually told anybody yet, there is underneath the podcast tab a list of the Pokemon of the episode, so you can actually go to the episode that that has a certain Pokemon if you're interested in listening to it. Ferret, though...
Like Chansey.
Somebody was looking for... That's. I will tell you, it wasn't because it was the Pokemon of the episode that time. But, you know, that's just me. I mean, I don't even know if Chansey's been the Pokemon of the episode.
Oh, let's see.
Maybe
I'm
Blissey.
On the page right now.
But,
Chansey has been the Pokemon of the episode.
Really? What episode?
Yeah. 134.
Really? That's recent.
I mean, it was like half a year ago.
Yeah. So, Ferret, for all of you wondering about the competitive side, is actually in the lowest of the lowest tiers, which is PU.
It's because it stinks.
It's pretty useless.
It's because
it's so cute that nobody wants to battle with.
Okay, first fun fact: Ferret is like incredibly tall. It's like 5'11".
That was what I meant before when I said I called bull, because if Ferret is 4'11" and you look at its proportions,
5'11".
5'11". That's right.
I got like 2 inches on that thing.
I believe what the Pokedex entry is implying is that it makes such a tight nest around itself that it is impossible for another Pokemon to enter the nest while Ferret is present.
Yes.
Oh, that makes sense.
A nest is.
I mean, also, have you seen any kind of rodent? Like, I used to have a hamster.
Gross.
And you know how you have, like, the tubes that, like, the hamsters can, like, run around in?
Mm-hmm.
So my hamster was lazy, and he would never, like, get up and move. And so, like, he was becoming an obese hamster.
Oh.
And so to solve this problem, I had two cages. I had, like, one of, like, the classic, like, hamster cages with, like, tubes and stuff that he never used. So what I did was I put his water in one cage and his food in another to, like, force him to go up and through the tubes and, like, move around. And so he was really fat. And so, like, what he had to do was when he went to the little tubes to, like, travel to the other cage, he had to squish himself in there and he elongated himself. So, like, you have this little hamster that can, like, fit in your hand and then it becomes about a foot long.
Oh, my God.
Because he's, like, that's how rodents work. And so I imagine that Ferret is doing a very similar thing. Also, my hamster was incredibly smart, and he would only go there, like, once every 3 days to get food. Because, you know, rodents can, like, pack their cheeks.
Yeah.
So he would just pack his cheeks with, like, 3 days worth of food. And then go back, and then just not have to move for 3 days.
That is awesome. I'm clapping.
That's literally how I live my life right now.
Anyway, well, I was thinking, there is one Pokemon who could fit inside the nest with Ferret.
Which one?
It's Whimsicott.
Oh my gosh.
Because it fits everywhere. And right now, my Whimsicott plushie and my Ferret plushie are making, you know, they're becoming friends. They're very cute.
Yeah, one of my.
I can hear your grin in your voice.
if we're gonna talk about Ferret, one of my favorite things to do is to run a trick set, because you can run a trick set on a lot of things.
I think that's the only viable set.
And it's probably the only viable set, unless you want to try to run a special Ferret. With a base special attack of 45. Most of Ferret's move pool consists of special attacks, such as Surf. And
it's just weird. Certain Pokemon that know Surf. It's just weird.
I mean, I want to surf on a Ferret, but
a lot of dogs know, like, a lot of.
This isn't a dog. This is like a five. This is a 6 foot long. This is a 6 foot long ferret.
Quadruped, like, Pokemon that are normal type can learn Surf, like, weirdly enough.
Like Tauros?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, well,
weird stuff.
Explain how Rhydon knows Surf.
It can. Animals can swim.
Do you want a physical reason? Do you want a physical reason? Or do you want...
It's four times weak to water. How is that possible?
Do you want, like, a physical reason? Right? Or, like, the real reason?
Don't judge. It's like...
Because the real reason is because Rhydon was, like, the first Pokemon programmed in. And it had, like, a lot of weird moves, actually. Like, placed in its moveset. Mm-hmm. And Surf being one of those.
What other weird moves?
I don't know. You'd have to look it up, but that's the reason it only surfs.
I'm not gonna look it up.
Okay. I even saw it in the anime do that. I said, that is just weird.
Well, they okay, so in second gen, they actually made mention of it, because they're like, oh, this is kind of weird. Let's do an episode on it. That'd be silly. And, but you have, but let's go back to Ferret. Ferret, you can run a trick set on. I like Choice Scarf.
It's usually you run a choice item, choice scarf, choice band.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'd say choice scarf, just to make sure you outspeed everything.
Yeah. You pretty much just run U turn on any choice one. You run normal stab, returner, double edge.
And knock off. They say trick, obviously.
You can run sucker punch if you're going to do trick, but it's knock off is much safer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just much more useful. And then last one would be like trick or some other coverage move.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. I've never played PU tier. I think that's something that I also should do.
I made PU a threat once. I just never really. I just made it. Oh, wait, I have it right here. What do I have in mind? Oh, I have return, sucker punch, trick, U turn. I just ran adamant instead of jolly though.
Oh, okay.
I was running damage. That's why. Okay. I had a choice band.
That's fair.
I needed dark.
That's fair. But yeah, is there any fun trivia on Ferret?
The origin of Ferret, it appears to be based on a ferret.
What?
Wow.
Oh my god.
No trivia. This is absolutely garbage.
Wait. I have a piece.
Okay.
I hear one of the council members has one.
What? Didn't Shamu just say he had one?
The name of the origin
IRL
comes from the word fur and the word ferret.
I hate you right now. I just hate you right now. Let's go to the TCG. Let's go to the TCG and see if there's actually like a good Ferret card. I'm saying no. My gut says no. There was a Flash Fire Ferret.
What?
There was a Ferret in the Flash Fire set. 90 HP, 2 attacks, 1 colorless energy, is a Berry Treasure Hunt. Look at the top 4 cards of your deck and put 2 of them into your hand. Discard the other cards. That's not too bad.
That's terrible.
That's good draw power.
It sucks.
If you get rid of cards, too.
You're ditching your stuff. I mean, if it was on something, anything more useful as, like, maybe as a quick, like, end game, like, well, I have this many cards in my deck and I just need an energy kind of deal.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's a...
It has another attack, Slam, which does 30 damage times the number of heads. You get to flip 2 coins. This actually sounds like garbage, actually. Never mind.
Right. Any attack that's based on coin flips is unreliable, because it's...
I was hoping that Ferret... The artwork of this card looks really cool. It's got, like, Ferret flying through this tunnel.
Yeah, I have that card. It's
also a rare, which makes me even sadder.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Typically, rares are, for, like, those Pokemon, when you're like, why is this a rare? It's because, like, the art was exceptional or something like that. And
the
it's
art
just...
is really good. I'll be fair. I'll give you that. I would really like to see like a full art version of that card, actually.
I love that in with Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, just a quick side note, that they started doing it's still the XY set, I guess, but it started in the whenever the Primal
Primal Clash.
There you go. Primal Clash was released. They started doing like regular cards, regular players and not just the EXs and trainers as full art cards now.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh man, that just made my life. And
maybe happened. They'll do that with Rhett, and we'll have something cool to talk about one day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could talk about the fact that its pink shiny coloration was better in previous generations because it's faded out
like
now.
6th gen did that to a lot of shinies. A lot of shinies just like went real bad in 6th gen.
A couple of them got better, and so many of them got worse.
Mm-hmm. Like Lantern.
Gen 6. It's really like, it's like a hot pink.
Yeah, but it was a hotter pink before.
In Gold, Silver, Crystal, it keeps its brown stripes during the shiny. And it kind of just looks like a Neapolitan ice cream Pokemon.
Ice cream.
Oh man, we should get some ice cream.
Ice cream party, right?
Ice cream party on the oil tanker after laser tag. It's happening.
For everybody.
I don't think, even though Skarn and Viger will be frozen because you sent them to the Baltic Sea, I still don't think we can eat them.
I don't want to eat them. I want to eat Neapolitan ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, I want one of those now.
I think this is the best conversation we've ever had.
I agree.
Except for the fact that I have no idea what you're talking about, but yeah.
Oh, oops, I don't have the email open. But I guess that's all we have to say about Ferret.
Something.
Hmm?
All right.
Anyone who wants to have a fun time with Ferret and some Pokeballs, go play some Pokemon Stadium 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Oh, yeah. That is a fun game. It's rather difficult.
Okay, so without further to do, our... I just said it again. You guys
further
hate me. Further to do. Okay? It's a thing. I'm allowed to say it. I'm making my own phrases. I am being a trailblazer. I am the main character of my own story.
You sound like you're mental.
Either way, I'm gonna do my regular spiel where you guys should go, and if you want to learn more about the TCG, you can go check out Jushiro's article every week on the PucklePodcast.com website. You can also read all of the other awesome articles we have, such as VGC, written by Sublime, a couple of opinion articles written by Snag and Fluffy at Swimsicott, a new comic that's being written by Baskets, and am I forgetting anybody else? I know I am.
Yes, you are.
Mickey Panda is writing anime synopses every week, and it's great to keep up with the anime if you can't keep up with it.
Yes, and
that's the only way I keep up with the anime.
Right?
Me too. And don't forget, we have mentioned it before, but Skron does the trivia every two
weeks.
True. And it's awesome. Go play.
Yeah, go play. Definitely.
I plan on doing it as soon as I'm done with this.
But moving.
Hey, I have a.
Okay.
Thatch.
Yes.
I know you kind of know this, but I like to secretly create web pages on the site. So if you guys just go start typing in random URLs, you can find some of the stuff I create.
PokemonPodcast.com. That's really funny.
Yeah, I remember that. Mine got erased. No, Shamu, I deleted yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Easter egg hunt!
Yeah, there's some Easter eggs on the website, for sure. So, moving on, let's go to the mailbag.
Woo!
All right.
Oops, I hit the wrong one.
Again.
It's
I hate it now. Here we go.
It's mail time! It's time for the mailbag! Send in your emails! The mail's here! You got mail. Check your inbox! You got mail. It's time for the mailbag! Mail! Mail!
Yeah, mail. So, as always, as every week, the mailbag is brought to you by Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
What, can we make a quick note of something really quick?
What?
Pokemon Crossroads wished us a congratulations.
That's true.
Episode.
That is true.
Very, they are awesome.
We actually met the guy who writes a lot of their articles, Mikey, who also runs their Twitter. We actually met him at Pokemon Nationals at PuckleCon. He's a great guy. He was actually a lot of fun. It was a good time. You guys should all come to PuckleCon next year, FYI. It was so much fun.
I'll probably be there this time. I literally just got my license earlier. Like, my license just came in the mail today.
Wait, it gets mailed to you?
Yeah.
What?
Mine did.
To be fair, it's his license.
Driver's
to kill.
License?
He can drive.
So. Oh. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. I mean, you could run your car into somebody, I guess.
I don't care.
I love it.
I've already asked off to come next year, though.
Huh?
I've already asked off for 4th of July next year for PuckleCon.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm so excited, because I'm definitely going. And the great thing is, I think the 4th of July is on the Monday next year, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check.
Okay, well, maybe.
It's on the Monday, and so, like, the tournament takes place, I believe, Friday, Saturday. It's going to take place the 1st, the 2nd, and 3rd. So, like, last year I had to leave on the Sunday. But this year, since I have the Monday off afterwards, I'm definitely staying for the Sunday.
Where is it being hosted this year?
Nationals? Nationals always happens in Indianapolis, Indiana. There was one time where it was in San Francisco. Oh, no, it was actually in St. Louis, Missouri. The first time they ever had Pokemon Nationals. But for, like, that the past 7 years, it's been in Indianapolis.
They should just put it back in St. Louis, Missouri.
True.
St. Louis, Missouri, am I right?
Kill them, though.
Because I'm actually moving to St. Louis, so it's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. No.
Guys, you know where they should play U.S. Nationals?
In Italy?
Yes.
I'd be down. Well,
Whimsicott, you should host Euro PuckleCon and host it at the Italian Nationals.
No. I really should. We have an oil tanker now. We'll put Fluffiest on it now. By the time 4th of July rolls around, she should be here. Good to go.
Man, I get seasick. I can't do that.
I'm training our PMCs there right now. We kind of need that for, like, military exercises. Metal Gear jokes keep flowing.
Okay, either way, there's plenty of mailbags. We were asking you guys last week, since the announcement of Pokemon Go happened, and we talked about Pokemon Go a lot last week.
Yes!
We asked everybody about their opinions of Pokemon Go. So let's jump into the mailbag. We'll go in the order that I have written down, minus the Ethan Bosefus swap that happened post-Thatch editing.
All right.
So I'll jump in this first one. We got this first one from Jestern. Jestern here. Pokemon Go Tomato. Is the fact that they rhyme merely only mere coincidence? We shall see. I imagine that Pokemon Go shall surpass the wildest of World of Warcraft's ambitions in becoming the virtual of the world, a true second life. This will inevitably drive the uninformed masses desperate to know more about the brave new Pokeworld to the internet's number one Pokemon podcast, Puckle. This is very flattering. That shall be revered as an Arceus among mere mortals, and flip-flop shall become the figurative device of choice for describing the very fondest of partings amongst friends. So yes, it is that true Pokey and Go bears nor figurative semblance with a tomato. Seriously though, I hope it blows up. I want to see the Pokemon fanbase grow beyond our wildest dreams, to have the player base the size of Candy Crush, while fostering commitment with commitment on par with fans of MMOs. Sadly, it's far away. I'll try to avoid expending too much time on potentially ill-founded excitement too soon. Bye, everyone. Jestern thinks you're rad. Cool.
Neat.
Bo, this one is from DDG Maniac.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. All right. DDG Maniac. Hi, Thatch and randomly encountered host. This is the DDG Maniac thinking of changing my name to The Maniac, or to my Ingress name, Necrosis 94, which, by the way, I'm member of the Resistance. What side are you, Thatch?
I'm the green side, so is that the Enlightenment?
Enlightened.
Yeah.
Enlightened.
I just wanted to be a member of the green team.
That's what I wanted to, because blue's stupid.
Hey!
Dumb Smurfs.
you're a green sheep. You're on the green team.
I'm actually on the blue team in Ingress, but, whatever.
Should change sides.
Let's jump to the mailbag train and to my childhood dream of being slightly made true. Pokemon Go seems to be like one of the big things for the Pokemon 20th anniversary celebration on 2016, which makes me really hyped for next year. I did not realize that that's probably why Pokemon's doing so much stuff as they're turning 20.
Yeah.
But that makes sense. Given by the trailer, I think legendary Pokemon will be event only, and since it may be like Ingress, but with a different image, it may occur in very big populated places. I'm hoping normal Pokemon appear in a random manner while you're walking instead of having to go to specific places so that you can go catch the little guys, like having to go to a historical site to catch Banette or any Pokemon in general. Also, I'm curious on how will the competitive aspect of this game be. It may be surprisingly balanced or really chaotic. Pokemon Go Plus is just a Bluetooth clip or bracelet that's not necessary, but is somewhat of an aid or assistance device that alerts if a Pokemon is near or if you are challenged by a trainer nearby. I know that augmented reality technology is still far out of our reach. It's not, but it is a bit on mobile. But as far as augmented reality goes, it's pretty freaking close. The Oculus is real. It's still far from our reach, but who knows, maybe in not-so-far future, Pokemon may be at that level of technology. Well, I'm hyped for it. I want to go now. I want to it now, not next year. But, well, I need to be patient and be ready for the bombardment of Pokemon stuff for next year. Also, please, no more Pokemon as ingredients in recipes. Not even Gear Peanut does that.
That was really bad last week. Some guy, like, had us, like, beating Oddish and then, like, telling us not to worry about their screams.
It was the Ethanator, I'm pretty sure.
That's true. That is
and of my own character.
I mean, Pokemon eat other Pokemon, but it was a bit graphic.
It was pretty graphic.
I thought it was funny, but I also get that, like, murdering innocent things is probably not that funny.
No.
Okay. Here's my Poke recipe, which is free of Pokemons in it unless they are helping hands. Mix berries, bowl, salad smoothies. 2 cups of assorted berries, 1 jar of honey, and 1 big bowl. If you don't have enough berries, ask your cherim to use Sunny Day on your backyard and give different berries to a small group of your harvest ability Pokemons, preferably Trevenants, since they don't get hurt when you continually pluck the berries until you have it 2 cups, which it only takes 3 to 5 minutes. Thanks for the Sunny Day Harvest combo. Put the berries on the bowl and add as much honey as you want. If you don't have honey, ask your Combi to gather honey in a jar, which it will take between 10 to 15 minutes. Mix all the berries and honey nicely, sit down, and enjoy. If you want your berries to be a little crispy and juicy, those are two very different things, ask a Pokemon with Ember to heat the berries on a heat-resistant bowl and eat, or if you want to drink it, two different things. To drink it, just ask a Pokemon with Ice Shard to make some shards, put the berries, honey, and ice shards on a blender until it mixes well, pour it all in a big cup, and enjoy a nice, cool smoothie. P.S. Sorry for the long email, and thanks, Scrawn, for the Scottish accent. Made my last week email sound really different, almost scientific. Maybe I'll write my next mailbag in an easy-to-read Spanglish, which most likely it won't because I'll forget to do it on Spanglish, or make an unwanted mess with it. Oh, and that fairy counter Mega Sableye with Metal Burst kind of works to weaken the enemy fairy Pokemon, since it gives a somewhat good amount of damage depending on how much damage you take without fainting from its attacks.
Shadow seems to think that was interesting.
Yeah.
I love this. I did this. I had that before.
Metal Burst. Yeah, I knew you did.
Who brought it up?
This was DDG, Dennis the DDG Maniac.
Oh, he brought it up? Mm-hmm. I love him.
Shamu, you've got this next one from...
It's not very viable, but...
You've got this next email from Shuckles. I will advise all of us not to look too much at the pictures that are attached.
I'm looking at all of them.
Yeah, just
I've seen them.
Yeah, I've seen them as well.
They are pictures.
They are pictures.
Right.
But yeah, you've got this next one from Shuckles, Shamu. Which is really fitting, actually.
I mean, these pictures.
Yeah.
You've got the email?
What? Oh, I'm just looking
at Shamu. This is Shamu. You got the email open?
Yeah, I have it open. We're just...
Okay, go. Read it.
Hello, my favorite podcast. Shuckles has returned. And by returned, I mean I actually left and I'm coming back. I took a hiatus from Pokemon, podcast, and Twitter, actually deleted my account, and decided to move on with my life and be more grown up. I have my own. I'm in leadership in my church, and I'm in a leadership position over a team of therapists. I'm also a therapist.
Is he on the chat right now? He might have left.
Yeah, I think he's in the chat. And by I'm a therapist, it's referring to Shuckles.
Yeah.
And I thought I needed to make some changes. Needless to say, I've returned. Instead of subscribing to all of the Pokemon podcasts out there, I have only Puckle. The community is great, the podcast is entertaining, and I've missed all of you, even if you didn't realize I was gone for a few months.
I actually noticed.
Yeah.
He writes in, like, all the time. Of course I notice. Yeah.
What do I think of Pokemon Go? I hesitate to say right now since I'm not sure what it is yet. I'm hoping it's going to be a great addition to the franchise. I'm actually much more excited about the Zygarde business. I really hope they are doing something cool with this because so much can be done with this Pokemon. Do you think the current release forms will be the only ones? Could there be a 70% form or a 25% form? I'm really curious about what this dragon's all about. I don't know if I'm the only one, but they might do something with, like, Yveltal and, like, Xerneas.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Zygarde forms?
Kind of like Kyurem?
Yeah.
The new Zygarde forms remind me a lot of, I don't know if any of you have played or watched Sonic the Hedgehog, but of Chaos, the character,
when he
holds and goes through, like, his different stages. I mean, he even starts as Goop, so...
I mean, it's a very Dragon Ball Z-esque reference can be made as well.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
With Cell.
Yeah,
I love Cell.
Mm-hmm.
I just finished that song.
All right. A couple episodes ago, there was a discussion...
Keep going. There was
a discussion about Pokemon who are so lame that you couldn't possibly have a following. I believe Stantler was one of these Pokemon, or those Pokemon. I'm sure I've forgotten this Pokemon for most of my gaming experience, and I thought there was no way this ugliest of the deer family could have any sort of fan following. I was proven wrong when I did a search for Stantler on DeviantArt. Do you see attachments?
We've seen the attachments.
Leave me.
Lastly, Satch, I wanted to assist you with the special phrase you've coined without further ado. Isn't really the phrase you think it is.
I think it's my phrase. I'm a trailblazer.
You're a moron.
Shut up, Bo. You don't know me.
Blazing a trail right off the cliff.
Without further ado means without trouble, issue, etc., such as in the Shakespeare play, Much Ado About Nothing. You may hate me for pointing this out, but no, I'm only here as a supportive Pokemon on your team. Your friend and supporter, Shuckles.
I'd like to point out that the costume in these pictures he attached is really well made.
That's true. It's
really
just weird.
Cute. It's just, yeah, I probably would not cosplay as a Stantler, but okay.
I don't know, it kind of worked out alright.
I mean, it worked out better than it could have. Let's make that point clear.
I strongly support any of this kind of craziness. It's my kind of craziness.
Ethan, this next one from Antonin or Aunt Janice.
Hey guys, my username on Puckle is Aunt Janice, as it is everywhere else on the internet. I wanted to say thanks for making a Pokemon-only podcast. I've been playing Pokemon since it came out, and I'm still an avid fan. I took a 5 to 10 year break at one point, and now I'm struggling to catch up with all the games. Luckily, I only have White 2 and Platinum to finish, which makes me happy. Just don't bother finishing Platinum.
Whoa.
I certainly haven't.
You want to throw down, bro?
Whoa,
Boy, I'll throw it down.
Platinum's good.
Platinum's good. You can take a crap on Diamond and Pearl all you want, but Platinum is where it's at.
Once a year, I try to sit down.
Whoa, Ethan, I'm gonna let you finish. But Platinum had the best third version game of all time.
No, that's not true.
No. Yeah, it was.
All right, so
Emerald might be
good. I just made a Kanye West reference. I don't know who I am anymore.
No, don't get me wrong. I love me some Yeezy. I'm all about that dark fantasy and the and that college dropout and stuff. I can't make any Kanye references that aren't horribly offensive.
Yeah, don't do that.
As far as the mailbag, I played Ingress for some time, and I'm definitely excited about the prospect of having that same company develop Pokemon Go. It's something I've been looking forward to and patiently waiting for. The geolocation-based Pokemon game is awesome. I heard some rumors that Go will somehow tie into the main games, which would be amazing.
For clarification, that's not a rumor. That's something that they actually mentioned at the press conference.
Whether I could transfer my Pokemon to my phone for training or transfer items out into the main game, I'm looking forward to seeing what Nintendo will do. I was a huge fan of Ingress and was a huge fan of the Pokewalker. I still use it and carry it, so anything along those lines is exciting. Also, on a side note, some people are considering buying the accessory despite of it not being necessary. I'll one-up that. I'm switching phones from Windows Phone to Android just to play Pokemon. I bought the DS Lite for Pokemon, I bought a GBA for it, I bought a 3DS for it, and I'll be investing in an Android phone just for a chance to play Pokemon Go. This is no small feat for me, as I have an Android phone for several years and tried... I used to have an Android phone for several years, and then when I tried out Windows Phone, I could not tear myself away from it. Even now I feel sad that I'm going to be leaving a platform that I so thoroughly enjoyed. Alas, no one wants to make games for Windows Phone, so Android it is. I can't wait to hear your live podcast on Saturday. Good luck, Inton and Janice.
Woo! Boom, boom, boom. Who's next? I think it's Gator.
I got it.
Yeah, this next one is right. Mordala.
Hello.
Dolphus.
That's not the one I'm seeing here. It says, my name is Innocent Justin. I am writing this mail to call you for your collaboration partnership business in your country. I have been trying to contact you because of the maltreatment I am receiving.
That is not the correct email, Gator.
Oh, am I in the spam folder again? That always happens to us. We have so many of these spam emails.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I believe I am with Mordolphus.
Yeah.
Thatch and his contingent of co-hosts. I go into podcast about 2 years ago to pass time at work and started listening to you guys just before the 150th episode.
Quite right.
Anyways, before I get into the mailbag question, I just want to thank everyone involved in the podcast. Puckle is always one of the podcasts I look forward to most each week. The variety of hosts and creative topics keeps things interesting every episode. Now to the mailbag. I have two main thoughts about Pokemon Go. The first is I hope we'll make road trips a lot more interesting. It is my hope that at least some Pokemon are going to be available in some areas, but not others. I am hoping that just passing through a state will allow the opportunity to pull over somewhere and catch some Pokemon I would not normally be able to catch. I drive through a certain state that always seems to take forever to get through. I should go unnamed, but it is north of Kentucky, to visit friends once or twice a year.
My homeland.
Usually the only thing I have to look forward to is counting the number of cars pulled over by the straight troopers, about 15 to 20 last trip. It would be fun if every now and again my phone alerted me to some regional specific Pokemon that I could catch and pull over on an exit. For even for shorter trips or daily life, it would be fun if the game takes you to areas you would not normally see. My second thought is that this could make the actual visits to relatives who live out of town fun, although confusing for family. If I start wanting to take a break from visiting, I will only have to pay attention to the alerts on my phone. At that point, I just have to come up with excuses on why something on my phone I saw is important enough to leave the gathering. Any suggestions about excuses for when I need to make a quick exit after receiving vital information about a nearby Pokemon? I feel like I may have to start thinking of some good excuses now to prepare for when the game comes out. How about you try? I'm a big nerd. I see some Pokemon on my phone. I'm going to go catch it. That's what I would do.
Don't judge me!
Brace it. Okay. Don't judge me, YOLO Swaggins.
Yep.
I have probably gone on for long enough. Congratulations on 200 episodes. I look forward to listening to many more. Mordolphus.
Awesome. My family already makes fun of me all the time for liking and playing Pokemon still, and I just don't even bother to lie or BS about it because just like, all right, gonna go.
Yeah, play you know, there's
a loser, whatever.
There's just all these like Pokemon haters, and you gotta ignore the haters, guys. Just ignore all the Pokemon haters. Just do it.
But yeah, who's next? It's Maximus. Our next one from Palkia. He sent an edit to his first email, so if you just read both emails, it should work.
Okay. Hello, Puckle. It's been quite some time since I wrote in. It's hard to believe that you've already done 200 episodes. I remember back when episode 1, Thatch was called Cool Trainer Thatch, and we were not as cool as you.
There were a lot of things said in that first episode. There's something said about sacrificing chickens, and
I remember that.
Protect the Blazikens.
Initiation. What's it?
Yeah, initiation to the Pokemon Underground Champions League involves sacrificing chickens. Apparently, I take responsibility for the things I said, but I am not the same person that recorded that episode. But anyway, keep going, Maximus.
Alright. I'm quite excited for Pokemon Z and can't wait for the hype train to leave the station. But instead of the topic for this episode, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Thatch. Thank you, Scrawn. Thank you, Viger. Thank you, Dr. Shimu, Misty, the Fluffiest Mimscot, Sycamore, Sarge, Mr. Maximus, and anyone else I'm forgetting.
Both Ethan and Bosa.
The sound of a heart.
Absolutely. Sound
and Gator. Ouch.
Don't and hold Gator. Comeback. I've been here for years.
Ooh. Nobody said Mr. Thingy. Nobody thanked Mr. Thingy.
No Mr. Thingy or Ethan. It's brutal.
Wow. I like those. Why is Scrawn and Viger before all of us?
Yeah, right?
They're not even here.
Well, they were here last week. They were on last week. Missions. Maybe just like doing it by who we can
remember. They're not here now. It's all that matters. They're not here now,
and all
that matters.
I'm surprised you put my name.
I'm surprised my name's on there.
I mean, he did a good job. He remembered a lot of people. He also forgot.
Just the important ones were missing.
He named Sarge, but he did not rename App. I mean, but either way, they were getting caught up in very trivial matters.
Gone forever.
Huh?
This is unfair.
Just, you, next time we see Palkia, you can just give him your grievances. Is he even on right now? No, he's not. He was on earlier, I think.
Frosty. He's frigid, man. Whatever.
I don't think he can make it to the live episode or something, so.
Oh, he'll hear my
I don't know.
Pain.
Mm-hmm. Either way, keep going, Maximus.
Alright. I've been going through a lot lately, and just I want to say thank you for the consistent quality of episodes. They give me something to look forward to every week, which is nice because it's a break from the challenges of school. I still want to say thank you to Shamu for everything during the Summer League. So everyone listening to this, it's been great to know you all, and it has helped me to get through a lot of personal things. But enough about me. Before I go back in between the space-time vortex, I wanted to add that Puckle has gathered sort of a following in my school. At least 70 kids in the Pokemon Club talk about it.
Whoa, but anyway, whoa. What Pokemon 70? Club has 70 kids?
Yeah, I want to go to
one?
The Pokemon Club.
That's a lot of people in a Pokemon Club. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, shout out to that Pokemon Club. Thank you
right?
for listening, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, totally. Tell them to subscribe.
All of them. You would like double our numbers.
give us an iTunes review. iTunes review, please. Whoa,
70 whoa, iTunes whoa. Reviews coming up. That's what needs to happen.
I can think of at least like 9 people that listen to our show. It's not going to double our numbers.
Double our numbers circa 2011.
Circa 2000. No, that's not true either.
2009.
Maybe 2009? Definitely 2008. Definitely 2008.
2000, great. What up?
Keep going. Keep going, Maximus. Sorry.
But anyway, happy 200. See y'all. Not gonna say flip-flop. Batch! Unless you on the bottom side of a Kabaleon's foot. I just finished watching. I just listened to episode 199. you had the most powerful, awesome Pokemon episode. What Pokemon did you did was better than Magnemite and Whimsicott? Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
That, those are some fighting words.
And Thatch, you said you don't condone the murder of Pokemon. Remember that one video you officially murdered that Grimer in your sink?
That video does not exist, and it's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
Did you erase it?
I didn't erase it. It's just hidden.
It's not.
That.
It's not hidden?
Oh. It's not hidden at all.
Nobody try to watch that.
Hey, everyone try to watch that.
Everybody go to YouTube.
Go to the Puckle YouTube now before Thatch remembers and deletes it.
Go watch TVC number 4.
Whoa. That, wait, which one is 4?
Which one has his mom in it?
My mom is in one of, is in the YouTube channel. That's so true.
Oh, she's man. She's also on, like, I'm pretty sure she was the third voice ever heard on
That's true.
Puckle Podcast.
Yes.
I remember
that's
that.
True.
Because
I remember that day very well. We were having Mastacholi for dinner.
I remember that, yeah. You, like,
yeah.
Like explaining about Mastacholi or something.
I think I put that in the trivia quiz like a year ago. It's like, what's that episode 4? I don't
know. You put that in the trivia, and I put Thatch's mom, and you said it was Odie.
Oh, yeah, and I think I, no, right, no, editing you being like, oh, man, okay, I did not remember that, but, yeah, you were totally right there.
Like, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sorry, email.
Yeah, finish it up, Maximus.
All right, yeah, I brought that up. Oh, and I'm not a psychic, and I'm not a psychic dragon because that's not hipster enough. Puts on Dutch glasses. See y'all on episode 201. Palkia the fairy. I mean, fish. I mean, dragon. There, dragon.
Dragon.
All okay. Right. Palkia, can... I'll give you that one even though you dissed Whimsicott, so it's okay.
You get this next one from, let's see what his name is. 10 Little Men. You get 10 Little Men's email, Whimsicott. I think he's on the chat, is he? He was earlier.
He was writing a lot of hashtag roast Thatch.
He was there. He's not there anymore. He's missing out.
Well, I've saved his roast Thatch stuff, and we can read it later.
We'll read it at the end. We'll read all the roast Thatches at the end, yes.
So, his email goes, "Hello once again, Puckle Crew. Hope you are having a wonderful day thus far. We are. We're on the live episode. 10 Little Men here, writing to you once again to thank you for your wonderful gift of the Green Taurus badge last week. You made my entire week and also gave me the perfect excuse to recommend the podcast to every Pookie fan I know. Good
Yay!
Job. More importantly than that, however, is I really wanted to write in no matter what to congratulate you fine guys and gals. Ooh, gals, you remember. Thank you. For making it to the 200th episode. Needless to say, I am absolutely ecstatic that I learned of Puckle in time to celebrate such a momentous occasion, and cheers to 200 more!
Oh. 200 more, that's a lot!
We'll give it four years.
It's gonna be like 4-ish years.
Yeah.
But the website is only paid for like another year and a half, heads up, okay?
We know for a fact Vash isn't gonna put up the money for another... 3 years, so.
You own me until April 2017, okay? So donate today if you want to own me longer.
Thatch, if you make it to 10 years, like, you have to do something crazy.
Yeah, because this year I think it's going to be 8, right? So.
Like, host a podcast for 10 years.
Yeah, let's not go that far, okay?
Something crazy. Yeah, I'll, like, stand on my head or something. That's what I'll do. Podcast. That's crazy, right?
Do an entire episode of the bottom of the ocean.
What? No. I'll have... Ethan, I'll finally have you over.
That would be crazy.
Okay, either way, keep going.
Yeah. Well then, I guess I should go on over to the mailbag question. Haha, bet the pun hasn't been used way too many times already, huh? Anyways, Pokemon Go seems like a bit of a mixed bag for me. While I am super excited for it, as I am for any official Pokemon release, I am also forced to agree that with a Killjoy Thatch, the crusher of hopes and dreams, is probably right, and that there is almost no way that the actual game, app, or whatever it's called, will be anywhere near as spectacular as the commercials make it out to be. Well, no game is exactly like its commercial, so... Mm-hmm. I guess that there is also the fact that I will have to travel hours to have even the slightest chance to catch something that isn't an ice type or generic field mammal. I can only pray to Lord Arceus that the city I live in at least has some awesome urban Pokemon that wouldn't seem to mind a meter of snow like Magnemite or Magneton. Well, I guess that sums up Pokemon Go for me. It is something that I am looking forward to, but I do think that I have my expectations set at a reasonably low level. Well, in honor of 200 episodes, I shall try my hand at another poem, this time a haiku. Buckle's a great show, the very best podcast around. Thanks for all the fun.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That one I cannot play. So this next one is from Sneasels. Dear Thatch and his crew, first of all, congrats on a 200th episode. First of all, Sneasel's in the thing. He was.
He was.
Oh, 10 Little Men came back for the end of his email.
Hey!
And Sneasel's is gone, too. Everybody's just gone when their emails are being read. Not many podcasts make it to this level, and you should all be proud of the hard work and dedication you put into that put in weekly into your craft. It's come a long way from the first 20 episodes. Especially the ones where someone like a Team Rocket member was interviewed.
Oh man.
I want to do so much more of that.
We should start doing that, but I think we need to like plan out a little bit better than we do right now.
I'll talk to you after.
Yeah, we could talk after, definitely. As for Pokemon Go, it's what every Pokemon fan has wished for. I just hope that we can keep our expectations at a reasonably low level, or a reasonable level. I said low. He did not. And not expect 3D Pokemon popping out of trees, but retain some expectation of high quality. I, like many others, will be running around looking to finally catch them all, and I cannot actually wait to lock eyes with someone else and battle them and win their money when I defeat them. Totally doing that. I'm totally gambling money. Thanks again for the many episodes, and keep up the good work. Peace, love, and poffins, Sneasels. This just says, oh wait, nope, some, oh yeah, no, I just got the Sneasels. There's a Lightlink one now, if you want to grab it, Bosifus.
Got it. Oh, but it says have Ethan read.
Read this email that just came in.
Oh boy, okay, let's go. It's titled 200th Episode, ! Hey guys, it's Lightlink 5000. In parentheses, have Ethan Reed. I just want to say congrats on getting to the 200th episode. It really shows how far this community has gotten and grown. I've been here for years and didn't think it would grow like this, but I also want to talk to Ethan Emerald or any third games.
Don't say it.
Blah, 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 blah.
He's telling
the third Emerald's... game is bad because I got platinum with when I broke my foot. It was the first game I beat. I beat in 21 hours and 18 minutes. I still remember that. It has a lot of meaning to me. The original copy was stolen from me. I got a new copy. It's Super BitCon. So I just want to say thank you for a great show. I hope we can grow bigger. And I forgot about the mailbag. I love the idea of Pokemon Game Go and can't wait for it. Can't wait to get it. P.S. All Thatch can do for live episodes is vacuum a friend's apartment. Roast Thatch.
That happened the 100th episode. We did like a 12-hour live stream. And I spent most of the time vacuuming Misty's house and cleaning it. Because we were having a party there later that day for the 100th episode, of course, not for somebody's birthday. There's one last thing. Whimsicott mentioned that somebody had put a really, really good comment on our last episode. Gator posted the video in the chat.
Yes, in the chat. Everyone, go look.
Where App and I are pouring random chemicals down drains.
And I remember when this released, I was like, this is dumb.
It is dumb. I don't condone anybody
Ethan,
watching.
You commented on it twice.
Like, did I really?
Yeah.
Either way, Whimsicott, do you have those comments that you wanted to read?
I do.
Go for it. Where are they from?
They are from Emil. who signed up for the website today, and he wrote his comment in, like, underneath the episode, but it sounds like a mailbag, so I'm thinking maybe he's new and he meant it to be a mailbag, so I'm going to read it. First off, on Pokemon Go, I'm super excited for the game. Thankfully, I have been playing Ingress for about a year, so I think I know exactly what to expect out of Pokemon Go. I can see how it might be disappointing to someone who thinks it might be augmented reality, but if you come into the game with the right expectations, I think this game will be great. Second, about the Kalos-born rule being kaput, I'm super split on this. I am really new to competitive play, the last game played was Gen 3 Sapphire, I started competitive play in Alpha Sapphire, and so I don't have any advantages such as the soft-boiled Clefable, which I didn't even know about until hearing your podcast. But I have been spending forever trying to get a default Latias or Zapdos, and this rule change would allow me to finally use this. I am pretty curious to see what other people think about this change, though.
Anyways, actually, with that change, I actually came up with another very, very scary notion that if Battle Spout doubles doesn't allow or doesn't require the diamond, in third gen, there was actually a Seismic Toss Kangaskhan.
Ooh.
That's so, Mega Kangaskhan with Seismic Toss?
Oh.
How's that feel?
Oh, man.
Wait, would that work?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it would be 200 damage, because it's not like...
Well,
not
no, you're you know, you're in battle spots, right? VGC?
Maybe oh, VGC.
Well, no, because like the baby does half damage, so you'd think 50 and then 25, maybe.
But it... Seismic Toss, I don't think it would do that, because Seismic Toss...
I don't know. We can experiment.
We can go to...
Huzzah!
Do random, like, hack the game on Showdown.
Yeah.
I want to know now.
Yeah, but either way, keep going, Whimsicott.
Well, he just says, anyways, I like the show, guys. Keep it up.
I'm glad you like this show. Oh, man. This is perfect. We just have, like, naturally perfect timing. really well, because it's almost 4 o'clock when I wanted to wrap this up, just because I don't like making episodes too long and then releasing them, because who wants to sit down and listen to a 4-hour podcast? Not me.
I do.
I would, but...
My overnight at work.
Hardcore history, I do it all the time.
but, so without much more to do, we do have a few other, like, closing remarks. Should we give a mailbag badge? Do you guys think anybody deserved it this week?
I do have a favorite, but I don't remember if he has won it before.
Who was
it? Yeah, that's...
My favorite was Dennis, because his recipe was adorable.
I do not think that we gave it to him. We did not give it to him. He's only emailed in twice.
I was going
to
say DDG Maniac was one of my faves.
Okay, well, I guess the consensus is there.
I mean, two of us out of the 6-7 people said.
I mean, I'll be a third. I'll be a third. I mean, anybody want to, like, veto this somehow, or no?
I have no objections.
Okay. No, Dennis, the DDG Maniac, you win the Green Tauros badge this week. Go ahead and submit for it on the website, and it's all yours.
Yay! Virtual.
Yay! Woo! Okay. But... Obviously, there's a lot of things I want to say before we end this, because this is our 200th episode. I've been trying not to, like, talk about us too much. I don't like doing that, because this show's not about us. It's about the people who've listened to it and the community that it, like, created.
I mean, it's a little bit about us.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
But
technically, who here is a Pokemon?
So there's obviously, like, a bunch of people in the chat box right now, which is crazy. I haven't seen it this busy in quite some time. And so
it's been a long time.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who's shown up. I'm actually going to try to give shout outs to everybody who's not on the council that's in the chat box right now. Shout out to Rojan Negro. Shout out to Caleb Fish. Shout out to Brissinger. Shout out to 10 Little Men. Derek. Guy named Derek. Tita? Is that how I say that? I hope so. Tita? Shout out. Let's see. We also have shout out to Lightlink 5000. Shout out to Dank Hunk Bomb. And I have a cat telling me he wants to hang out. And shout out to Wave Bomber. And I didn't miss anybody. Oh, Leap Gloss Uke. I don't want to miss anybody. And Raiden Blue, who I talked to earlier today. Has actually been listening since, like, episode like 50 or something like that. which is before we moved over to like this site and everything. It's crazy. Like episode 50 was our second year or third year, I guess, technically.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of things going on. And like, I want to thank all of you for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, please do go follow us on social media and write us a review on iTunes. It really does help us out. Seeing you guys here is great motivation to like help to keep doing this because there are people who enjoy what we do. And that's like great motivation every week for me to sit down and be like, what's next week's topic? I need to figure this out. And it's crazy. It's just crazy how many like people are listening. And I mean, there are 200 episodes and I'd love 200 more. Right now, as I said previously, our website is renewed up until like April of 2017. We would need more monies before then. I put a lot of money into the community already, and so I do like to have that like that funded by the community. We do have like a good amount of money in the treasury, but not enough to renew the website again. So donations are always welcome. I don't like doing these pleas for donations. It's really dumb, but
it definitely helps. You don't ask you for anything,
huh?
We don't ask you for anything.
I typically don't. I try not to, but it would be nice if like people would give back just a little bit.
We ask them to follow the site. We ask them to send in emails.
As I said, we don't ask you for anything.
I should be fair.
But it would be nice. I put a lot of money and a lot of time into the podcast. It would be nice if you guys would also help me out if you care about the community and give us just a few extra dollars. It all adds up. It all helps out.
Also, if you can,
you can. I'm not saying you have to, obviously, right? Like, one of the biggest things about Puckle for me is that the content is always available to everybody. And I don't want that to ever, like, change. It's our 200th episode. I would love, like, I think all of the guys that are here right now, because without these guys, I would not be able to record a weekly podcast because episode 6.5 was absolutely awful. where Thatch went solo and did an episode by himself. So thank you, Bo, for, first of all, being the reason that Puckle is the way it is today.
Well, thank you.
Because without you, we wouldn't have the awesome music. We wouldn't be able to have, like, we wouldn't have Thatch, like, excited to go for Puckle every day. thank you to Shamu for helping run all the tournaments in the community. He does an awesome bang up job. So keep, like, I can't imagine how the tournaments would go without Shamu now. Like, there's so much work.
I hope you don't want me to run it because, like,
I remember running tournaments, like, before Shamu, and, like, it was hard. There was a lot of work that went into it. And, like, Shamu to pick that up and take that burden off of me, huge help, and it's probably a lot of work for him, too. So if you ever join a tournament, make sure you you also, like, pay Shamu thanks.
Okay.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, be sure that you pray in his direction 5 times a day.
We also need to thank Ethan. He does the movie nights. He is an all-around funny character. And we totally haven't met, even though we live 2 hours away from each other. And have known each other for like 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to thank you, Thatch, for just, you know.
What?
Like, you know, I think we could all say you've made an impact in our lives in some way or another.
I mean, you've all made impacts on my life. So.
Also, there's, I mean, it goes without saying there's no Puckle without you.
Well, that can't be true. No Puckle without me. There's an episode where you guys did, like, a great job without me.
And then there's another episode where they didn't.
So. Yeah, that's true. It's true.
A wonderful, wonderful show.
I also want to thank Gator. He's, like, great for our social media. He helped get a lot of that back up and into gear and helped us, like, reach out to other communities, which is definitely a very big thing. Bringing Puckle back into the bigger picture in the Pokemon community.
It keeps it updated.
Yeah. And,
look out for more guest hosts. We've been talking about that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start reaching out to people.
Yep.
Obama? Is President Obama in the timeline somewhere? See, you got him on the docket? Right.
We cannot confirm or deny that at the time present.
I would just like to say that I personally am a fan of Pikachu. And that's how I stand.
If anybody has any preferred guests that they'd like to have on the show, shoot us an email. Let us know. Be like, hey, we would really like this person, but be realistic. We're not going to get Obama. We might get Clinton.
We could possibly get Biden. Yeah. We could
not even Hillary or Bill. We're talking like their daughter, whose name I forgot.
Chelsea.
Wow, you know that and I don't.
Wimsicott knew the daughter of the President of the United States from like 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And you didn't, Ethan. And
I wasn't alive when that mattered.
Ethan was a kid when that happened, and I wasn't, so.
Okay, to keep going, I need to thank Mr. Maximus and Whimsicott. They've both jumped onto the council recently and have done a wonderful job. They're just great. They're great.
Thank you. And I will take your thank you and, turn it around to Vigor and Scron.
No, I was going to go to Vigor and Scron. Okay, they're
nice. I know you are, but I wanted to do it myself because I love them.
Okay, we got to pour one out for the dead
post. Yeah, especially for the one I miss the most of all, Mr. Thingy.
Oh, no. Pour one out. He affected my life so much. It was the impact that he left will never.
I'm sad that he's gone.
Yeah.
No, but Thatch, seriously, I leave Scron and Vigor to you, but I promised you a statistic.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It is that last year in episode 150, you mentioned that in the year before 150, you had produced 36 episodes, which was more episodes than had been done in every year since Puckle's first year.
That's true. That's a true statement.
And this year, on episode 200, counting episode 200, in the past year, including the bonus episode, you have done 154 episodes, which is exactly 50% more.
You just made 54 episodes, right? Not 154.
Yes, sorry, 54 episodes. What I meant is that it's like 1.5 times exactly
episodes
you did in the year before 150. So see how much you've grown, and I want to mention that you, Thatch, have actually been on all of these 54 episodes.
Woo!
So.
Squeal, Ethan.
I mean, it just makes less work for me.
But no, it's definitely because the community is great. I like the reason I made Puckle, as I've said on like any of these like emotional filled episodes where people expect me to like say things.
Speech.
The reason I made Puckle is because I wanted Pokemon Diamond and Pearl came out. We had Wi-Fi battles. I wanted to create a community where we could all hang out. It wasn't very clicky, and I still hold that Puckle isn't a very clicky place. And we're welcome to everybody. I just wanted to have a lot of fun, and I've had that, like, in the past. I mean, it's almost 8 years. In December, it'll be 8 years. And I've met a lot of people. Obviously, like, there's 7 of you on right now, right? Or 6 of you on. I've met all of you. I've met Scron and Vigor. I've met just a huge number of people. Look, there are 23 people on the chat, 24 people on the chat box right now. And I've had conversations with, like, a lot of the people here. And, like, I really, really enjoy it. And I don't know, like, that's really the only reason. I'm not doing this for money, obviously. And, like, obviously, like I said, whenever anybody asks me about donations or anything, I take none of that money personally. None of that money buys me a coffee. First of all, I don't drink coffee, so. But
well, that's kind of like cheating, then.
Yeah, it doesn't buy me coffee. It doesn't buy me food. It buys me nothing. It doesn't even buy me, like, audio recording equipment. I buy that all myself.
It doesn't even buy him love. You can't buy him love.
You can't.
Yeah, Puckle could certainly not buy you love.
And so, like, these are just the things that I like. And, like, I just enjoy playing Pokemon, hanging out with people. This is a great community. I really enjoy it. I know there are others out there, and I'm glad that people have chosen Puckle. The fact that, like, I remember like, the first couple episodes, we used to release on this website called mypodcast.com. And Sycamore and I used to check the statistics, like, all the time on how many downloads we have. And we used to always, we'd get excited because somebody downloaded their episode. We had, like, 15 downloads. And now we have much more than 15 downloads every episode. Like,
17 downloads.
We have, like, 20 downloads now. And
that's an additional 33%.
Yeah, but that you should probably consider the fact, like, 5 of those 20 are me when my phone fails to download the episode exactly. on Monday exactly. morning. So,
yeah. So I mean,
on you having Sarge as your best man.
Yeah.
If Puckle doesn't exist.
What do you mean if Puckle doesn't exist?
I'm very confused. If Puckle did exist, is Sarge your best man, you think?
Oh, if Puckle didn't exist, would Sarge be my best man at my wedding? Yes, 100%.
See, okay. All right.
I do have a life outside of Puckle. I would like to make that clear.
I find that hard to believe.
Do you remember that 4-month hiatus I took?
Were you in Mexico?
Well, I was in Mexico being chased by drug lords with Sarge.
Yeah, I think
Jesus years.
It can be summed up as Thatch was shot by polar bears.
I just want to say that, like, I need to wrap this up because I've been going on too long. I would like to thank literally everybody who's done anything for Puckle in any sense, even if it's just coming and like having a conversation with somebody. Like, it's really the greatest thing. Or even if you just downloaded an episode and you were hanging out and, like, you really like us. There are a few things. Like, I don't want to sound greedy or anything. Thank you for downloading this episode, most of all. Or listening to it live, if you have been. You can go ahead. If you would go ahead, and I'm going to start doing my social media rant to wrap everything up. If you would go ahead and, first of all, next week we're going to be doing another regular episode, so we need a mailbag question. Our mailbag question is, what is your favorite Pokemon and why is it the best? Do exactly what we did today. Tell us why your favorite Pokemon is the best, and I'll try not to slam it.
Slam.
Also include why Feraligatr is the worst.
Yeah, include why Feraligatr is the worst. And you know what? Send that in to PucklePodcast@gmail.com. We obviously read all the emails that we get, even comments. If somebody comments on like our post, like Whimsicott pointed that out to me, and I saw it earlier that day. And it was definitely a good choice on our part. Also, if you have time, please follow us on Twitter @PucklePodcast. Like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/PucklePodcast. Follow us on Reddit. Subscribe to our subreddit, which is r/Puckle. You can also go ahead and review us on iTunes. This is the most important one, obviously. That helps people find us. It helps helps Puckle grow, and it just overall really, really, really helps us at things.
Breaking news! Somebody just donated to us.
I noticed that. I didn't want to say it because I was in like my rant.
Do it.
I will be going to PuckleCon next year as well. Awesome sauce. PuckleCon, so much fun. I should have mentioned PuckleCon. I will after this. Also, follow us on Tumblr, Puckle Podcast right now, pucklepodcast.tumblr.com, and, iTunes, and again, if you can donate, that'd be great. Other than that, though, keep on being Puckalonians, keep on doing crazy awesome things, help us out if you want to, just come and hang out. That's really, like, if you take away anything from this, come and hang out with us. We have a great community. Come to PuckleCon! Where we're all just going to hang out and pretty much do crazy things together. I mean, last year we just did a bunch of, like the side tournaments together, watched some battles happen. It was a really good time. I mean, I liked meeting everybody. I got to meet Scrawn in person. I got to meet Mr. Maximus in person.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yep. Maximus can testify. It was fun.
It was.
It was a good time.
Little Bosifus.
Yeah, I got to meet Bo's little brother, Mr. Sniffles.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Mr. Sniffles went, not Bo, but Mr. Sniffles did.
That's weird.
I went to work. It sucked. Yeah.
It was very sad.
Yeah, I had to be in Europe. That was also very sad.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then, I mean, there's not much else going on, I guess. PuckleCon, hang out at the website.
The tournaments are going on, and that's a great opportunity for people to meet and hang out while they're having battles.
If you want to slam me in a little cup battle because you can, come and join the Mini Madness tournament and be like, I'm the king of the little cup. And I'll probably say, yes, yes, you are. you can also win that Celebi plush I was talking about. I'll get some pictures up of that probably in the next day. And, yeah. Cool, and YouTube is coming. I promise, it's happening. I'm recording it after this. I swear it's happening. It's going to be very, very soon. And then we're also going to be doing another mini podcast of sorts that should be coming to your earbuds very, very soon. But yeah, anybody else have anything else they want to say?
I just noticed that the chat rules say respect all members of the chat with dignity and respect. So, I don't know.
Hashtag redundancy.
Redundancy yeah. is a part of Puckle.
That's true. That's true.
Hashtag roast the chat rules.
Team Shadow coming out of the Team Shadow.
Team Shadow will come out of the shadow, then will attack you, then come out of the shadows and attack you.
Yeah, redundancy has always been a part of Puckle. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Because we
yeah.
also do. Now we're redoing topics.
R.I.P. in peace, Team Shadow. All
right. Well, I would like to point out that if you go to the Pokemon of the Episode page and you do a head count, you will find out that not one, but two Pokemon have been Pokemon of the Episode. Not two, not three, but four times, and one of them is Love Disc.
Classic.
Hey, to be fair, Valentine's Day is hard.
Valentine's Day is hard. What do you want from me?
Momola?
The numerous other love-themed Pokemon.
Plus
the cuddly ones.
Okay, so we need to wrap this up. Let's see. We'll play the theme song, and then we'll do a small little piece at the end where Whimsicott reads off all the hashtag roast thatches.
Well, there are actually only four of them, and one of them was repeated in
While the song's playing, people can write them in, okay?
Okay, guys,
so here we go.
Roast thatches now.
So without further ado, don't forget to email us at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. And I guess I'm Schrader Thatch.
You scoundrel.
I'm Shamu.
I've been Ethan.
You're not Ethan anymore? What?
I continue to be Ethan. I will always be Ethan.
And I'm Gator, alright? Gator.
I'm Mr. Maximus.
And I am the fluffiest Whimsicott.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
That was a fun
promised. Let's read those hashtag roast thatches. Most of these are gators and bones.
As ever.
So start going, yeah. Whimsicott.
Thatch plays Little Cup because he's not manly enough for regular. Hashtag roast Thatch. Thatch plays Little Cup because he can't get any badges, so anything stronger won't listen. Hashtag roast Thatch. Thatch says he's any age you want him to be, so Ethan, get on the 10-year-old Thatch. Hashtag gross Thatch.
Well, that's not appropriate.
It's not. Thatch plays Little Cup because it's the only time something in the Electabuzz Evil line is competitively viable. Hashtag gross Thatch. All Thatch can do for live episodes is vacuum a friend's apartment. Hashtag gross Thatch. Let's move on to the chat. Thatch can't even. Hashtag gross Thatch. Physics is a fake science. Hashtag gross Thatch. I'm not gonna read that one, Gator. You can't fool me. Hashtag brace whimsicott. Thatch threw a master ball at a zigzagoon. Hashtag gross Thatch. Ferrari who? Hashtag gross Thatch. Thatch once poured toxic chemicals down a drain. Should have poured out some talent. Hashtag gross Thatch. Only 200 episodes more. Only 200 episodes to go until more YouTube content. Hashtag gross Thatch. Could have had Puckle 200. Could have had Puckle 200 like 2 years ago. Hashtag gross Thatch. Back in Gen 4. Hashtag gross Thatch. And from our inside people, Rintoros
don't
read Thatch illiterate. Hashtag gross Thatch. Combios gave me cancer. Hashtag gross Thatch. Should I read this?
No, last don't. One? That's not appropriate.
You gotta read it now.
Then only 200 more episodes till it gets posted on YouTube. Hashtag gross Thatch. Buckle is Thatch's life. It's wherever he goes. Hashtag gross Thatch. I don't think that's a roast. That's like a
that's more true than it should be. Oh well.
You guys will never. You'll never hear this primo goof. You'll never hear this amazing joke.
Oh
it's
man.
Too raunchy for Puckle.
Too raunchy. Oh, but God. Yeah, one last time. One last time before we finally like kill the episode. Thanks once again, guys, for listening, and thanks for like subscribing. Hopefully, we can do 200 more episodes. I don't know when I'll ever quit Puckle. Maybe it's when somebody goes,
God,
this old man needs
you're
to stop.
Grateful.
Huh?
Oh. So we get it. You're grateful.
You know what? I'm grateful, and you're going to deal with it. I'm not grateful for your sass.
Well, the one they didn't want me to read is now in the chat, so people.
You can put it in the chat, but we're not reading it. So, yeah, without further ado, thanks a lot, guys, and we'll see you in another 200.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.